forecast. In the northwest Ohio city of Findlay,
I'm completely surrounded by water.
The Blanchard River climbed to 7 feet above flood stage. That's the highest it's been in 84 years. Levi Kinsha manages the Red Pig Inn.
Cars, vans floating down, just Main Street houses are up to their roofs, some of them.
Well, today, as the waters begin to recede, the mayor hopes residents driven from their homes will be allowed back in to check on the damage. Governor Ted Strickland says his state has taken a severe blow.
Ohio is really suffering. We estimate at least 1,000 people are out of their homes. In one county alone, there have been about 700 homes either seriously damaged or in some cases totally destroyed.
More on the flooding from CBS News correspondent Cynthia Bowers.
Ohio is just one of several states still at war against floodwaters. At Fort Dodge, Iowa, community college football players were called in to shore up the line and a levee that threatened to give way to the Des Moines River. Wisconsin's governor declared a state of emergency in five counties, while some storm victims declared disasters of their own.
The whole downstairs is completely gone, I guess. Carpet, furniture, everything.
Well, heat remains a big problem in parts of the Midwest and South. Officials say temperatures will soar again today. At least 50 deaths are blamed on the heat. The heat is about to be turned up on Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. Live to Washington and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, what's coming from the administration today?
Nick, it's a new intelligence assessment that reportedly includes doubts about the Maliki government's ability to control sectarian trouble. The New York Times reports the study questions whether the struggling Iraqi government can meet political benchmarks. This comes just a day after President Bush said,
Prime Minister Maliki's a good guy, good man, with a difficult job, and I support him.
But earlier this week, the president voiced frustration with the Iraqi government. This new intel assessment reportedly echoes the president's warnings against any quick withdrawal from Iraq. Live in Washington, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
I'm Dan Revive. Some Republicans have formed a group called Freedom's Watch that says leaving Iraq before victory would mean surrender to the terrorists who attacked us on 9/11.
They won't stop in Iraq. We are winning on the ground and making real progress.
It's really important that we're victorious.
$15 million being spent on commercials that feature two wounded soldiers and the wife and the mother of two soldiers killed in Iraq.
Don't give up. Victory is America's only choice.
Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
Well, we live in a high-decibel world, but it's not just the annoyance. Scientists say it's a potentially serious health problem. CBS News reporter Larry Miller.
Nick, a study by the World Health Organization suggests long-term exposure to excessive noise can be a silent killer. The WHO says last year in Britain, 3% of those who died of coronary heart disease got sick through living with loud noises. And we're not talking about factories here, more like daytime traffic. Even during sleep, noise produces potentially health-damaging stress hormones. It's called the Cinderella pollution. You don't know how much it impacts your health until it's too late.
Well, Americans may grow grayer, but that doesn't mean the love light goes out. The first detailed study of its kind has found that sex and senior citizenship are not mutually exclusive.
It turns out that people are still having sex well into their 80s, on the average about 2 to 3 times a month or more in the age group 57 to 85. I think the truth of the matter is that older people have been having sex well into their 80s for a very long time, well before all this modern technology. Of course, the modern medications, the modern medicine does make it easier to have people be healthier later in life.
That's CBS News medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook. Well, China's on the hot seat yet again over potentially dangerous products. This time it's a variety of children's products, including 250,000 SpongeBob address books and journals. The worry? Too much lead. It's 4 past the hour.
My name
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Convicted Quest crook Joe Nachio will stay out of the Stony Lonesome during the appeal of his insider trading conviction. Nachio will stay free at least through mid-December when the court will hear oral arguments. It's not immediately clear how long it would take them to rule after that. Nachio, of course, sentenced to 6 years in prison last month after a jury convicted him of 19 insider trading counts, stemming from the sale of $52 million worth of Quest stock. A Douglas County jury in Castle Rock has acquitted Denver's former top Secret Service agent on 2 felony counts of assault. Lon Garner had been accused of beating up his wife last January in a confrontation over his alleged cheating. And Democratic National Committee boss Howard Dean says the rush by states to hold the earliest primaries will have little impact on the race. Dean was in Denver yesterday, said although some states could face sanctions if they break party rules, the remarks came after he gave a speech at a rally celebrating the one-year countdown to the party's nominating convention in Denver. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Good morning. It's a very easy drive around Denver Metro. Good speeds for your I-70 drive through both Aurora and Wheat Ridge. I-25 looks to be problem-free between C-470 all the way to the Boulder Turnpike. We just have the addition of that new 23rd Avenue ramp from southbound I-25, so that's going to be an option for you if you're driving into downtown. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today. Looks like you'll need to bring out the rain gear. Cloudy skies and rain showers expected throughout the day with only a high of 80. Tonight,
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-338-2218. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-338-2218. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything. And you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-497-8630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-497-8630. That's 1-800-497-8630.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-4155. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-4155. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-220-4155. 4155. 1-800-220-4155.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559.
This morning, we're going to talk to Professor Michael Schreuer, Dr. Michael Schreuer. He's a senior fellow with the Jamestown Foundation. We've had him on here tons of times. He served in the CIA for 22 years before resigning in 2004. We'll ask him about this critical report that's out about the CIA. Not only are we going to ask him about that, we'll ask him several other questions in our continuing thirst and quest to understand why it is that Bin Laden walks the earth and we can't seem to do anything about it. And I was quoting him to a conservative friend of mine who said to me, well, if he's such an expert, why didn't he get him? I'll ask the doctor that question. I have no problem with that. 12 minutes after 6, John and I have been debating here on what to start with, because I do not want to get on the air at 6:12, 12 minutes after 6, and start in on George Bush. I really don't. I really do not. Because going after him is too easy. And 90% of what goes on this radio station is focused on the wrath of GWB. Just like it used to be 8 years ago, 9 years ago, the conservative wrath. Well, they still haven't given up on this, but it used to be that all of the wrath. Was I saying raft? Gee, let's go for a whitewater rafting trip. Screw the show. No, all of the wrath was always focused on Bill Clinton. I mean, you would think that no other man, known to mankind, has ever been caught having illicit sex outside marriage, except Bill Clinton. Have you ever noticed that? Now, I one day give you a long list of people on the other side of the aisle who have been caught in less than admirable circumstances regarding sex. Yet, these folks, these critics, they never acknowledge the faults within their own ranks. They're always after Bill Clinton. I mean, even his name came up yesterday when I was talking to that brainstem from Kansas, and that guy. And I'm sure he's a nice guy. And it's very, very hard. Think about this. It's very hard. You've got two polar opposites tugging on you. You've got one that says, don't be divisive and be civil. You've got the other one tugging on you where you just want to say to these people, you are a brainstem, get off the phone. There's nothing more that I can do for you. There's nothing more I can say to you. You are hopelessly lost. You're moronic and you're an idiot. Your helmet is screwed on wrong. Vacate the phone line. But if you did that on an everyday basis, the complaints would just pour in. And I know you'd get upset about it too. Because as I've said before, talk radio is full of far too many screaming white men. And not only that, it lacks variety. It's always the same thing. We're all preaching to the converted. You're converted. Or you never needed to be converted. And that's kind of a shame, so there's no cross-pollinization of ideas here. But you know something I've always wondered? This is just right off the cuff. I have no reason to ask this question other than I just wonder what the response would be. And I hate putting things in a Democratic, Republican point of view, because I have people tell me every single day that they're basically just sick of both sides. And they're alienated. But I really wonder about this. Had Bill Clinton not gotten involved with Monica Lewinsky, if they couldn't bring that up all the time, critics of those of us that are liberals or progressives, or left of center, which I hate to use those terms because I consider myself to be a mainstream American in a lot of ways, and then there's a lot of things that I'm not very mainstream about, and I admit that. But if Clinton weren't around, what the hell would they bring up? Where the hell would they go? Now, we could always bring up Nixon. But the problem there is history's covered that over. And there are a heck of a lot of people out there who don't remember Richard Nixon. Or they don't remember much about Watergate. Or any of the stuff that went on at that time. And the only thing they do remember is maybe they've seen All the President's Men. So they kind of get an idea of what that's about. Or maybe they've read some books on it. But we're dealing more and more now with a populace that doesn't remember. Because, naturally, as time goes on, memories fade. So we could go back to Nixon. We could counter with Richard Nixon. But if they didn't have Bill Clinton, if there was no Bill Clinton, what the hell would these people gripe about? And I want to know, how many of you are sick of hearing Bill Clinton's name come up? I mean, how long has Bill Clinton been out of office? Long time. Okay, what does Bill Clinton have to do with what's going on now? Although you could make a case that it's not wrong to drag history into anything, that's perfectly permissible. Most people do cite history to make a case. And I give mixed reviews to Bill Clinton's presidency. I'm not that huge of a Bill Clinton fan, but he looks better now than he did. But if there was no Bill Clinton, what would they bring up? What would they get into? And you know what? Let me ask something else here. Why do some of us allow that to be an effective argument? Like, I decided a long time ago, the next person who brings him up to me, I was kind of jamming this guy in Kansas yesterday a little bit about this, but the next person who brings that up to me, I'm going to say to them, you know what, that's not relevant. You're trying to equate oral sex in the White House with the misguided policies of Iraq and other things. So, I guess the essential question here this hour, which maybe you'll get off your half moons and you'll respond to, or maybe you'll just blow it off. Pardon the pun. I'm sorry. Maybe you just want to answer it, is what would they choose if there was no Bill Clinton? And hey, if you're conservative and you're listening this morning, tell me what you'd bring up if there was no Bill Clinton. I mean, where would you go? Who would you deal with in the present tense? I'd be interested in that. 303-713-7600.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Dining room.
What just happened? Nothing inspires a weekend project faster than getting $5 off all 1 gallon cans of Glidden Evermore paint and even $5 off all Ralph Lauren paint by mail-in rebate.
Bathroom too?
Why not? The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through August 29th in U.S. only. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
21 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Do you have Labor Day off? I'm going to be working Labor Day, and I'll tell you who else is going to be working Labor Day. The folks at Rocky's Autos. That's right, Rocky's Autos will be open Labor Day with great bargains for the working man and woman. Rocky's Autos has the hugest selection. Is there such a word as hugest? No, largest selection of clean late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, and vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Matching down incentive, great prices, good people. Yeah, they're going to be working Labor Day. Folks like the Alshires, Tom and Marv, and Spanky Herrera, and Colby Harris, and Freddie Labrato, and all the gang at Rockies. They'll be working Labor Day. They'll be open Labor Day from 9 a.m. in the morning until 9 p.m. at night, which is when they're usually open, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and, of course, they're closed on Sundays. Check out their inventory at rockiesautos.net. Rockiesautos.com on the internets. Or get out there and see them. That's Rocky's Autos, open this Labor Day. Open, lit up, and ready to deal this Labor Day. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Call now to find out how you can try the amazing Presto service. 1-800-300-7351. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line. So pick up the phone. Call now to find out how you can try the amazing Presto service. 1-800-300-7351. That's 1-800-300-7351. 1-800-300-7351.
Live, local, and progressive.
The J. Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Oh, no, wait a minute. That's not even starting that from the beginning. It's like Top 40 radio where they cut stuff out due to time. Yeah, put that 15-second log in there. Say something so bad.
Well, I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Okay, this song was out.
But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out.
What were a lot of us doing?
I'm on the road again.
Crossing the country.
I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend.
In Volkswagen buses and vans.
You know, the first time I tried.
Hitchhiking.
Out in the rain and snow.
Getting high. Having sex.
You know, the first time I traveled.
What was Rush Limbaugh doing?
Rain and snow.
What was George W. Bush doing? What was Tucker Carlson doing?
No pharaoh, not even no place to go.
Gee, that's awful meets schematic and popular mechanics.
Oh, okay. Locked in the closet, going,
I want to be one of those hippies.
Yeah, okay. Lower your left leg, Limbaugh. 25 minutes after 6 here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. No, Bill Clinton, what the hell would these folks gripe about? And I'm talking about the people who want to bring him up and the whole Monica Lewinsky thing every 5 seconds. 303-713-7600. Get off your half moons and give us some kind of a suggestion here. Jerry in Georgetown. Jerry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you today?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I'm heading west, up from Georgetown over to Summit County, so hopefully the signal will hold intact.
Well, we'll do our best, man. We'll have those rats out at the transmitter pedaling as hard as they can.
Sounds good. Yeah, hey, comment about the Bill Clinton thing. And I kind of look at it this way, Jay. It's a philosophical thing, is that it's kind of like moral relativism. You know, that those on the right always accuse us progressives, those on the left of secularists, as being moral relative. You know, we compare, one truth to another, and therefore it's better, rather than an objective truth. And yet constantly we hear them, as soon as they try to justify something from the Bush administration, Bush did, Cheney did, the first two words out of their mouth is Bill Clinton. And it's like trying to justify a behavior on the basis of another. And your point is well taken about how his illicit act, if you will, or inappropriate act in the White House somehow justifies everything that George Bush does.
Yeah, it's like, what? That's the two things that bug me about it are, number one, it's like, well, the guy's been out of office for God knows how long now.
Right.
And number two, oh, okay, so you, me, and anybody else who's a critic of the administration or their style of politics or the GOP style of politics, it's like, And we could be registered independents, but we have to suddenly step forward and we have to answer up for Bill Clinton. Now, why do we have to answer up for Bill Clinton? I mean, we didn't do it.
Yeah, it's a canard is what it is. It's just a red herring. It's something they throw out there because, as we know, that they really have lost the argument. They really don't have any other position to fall back on, so immediately they go right back to Bill Clinton, Bill Clinton, Bill Clinton. Well, you know, I would much rather have a Bill Clinton do what he did in the White House than this guy in the White House who is, you know, his policies resulted in you know, quite frankly, considerable death and destruction, both abroad, obviously in Iraq, but also locally. Look at Katrina, within the United States. So, I'm not willing to take any lessons from those on the right here in regard to moral ethics and behavior and so forth. And you're right. There's no reason why we should have to keep going back to Bill Clinton, Bill Clinton. That day is gone. We moved on, and we need to look at the present right now and the issue of accountability.
Yeah, it's like to me there's a whole menu of stuff out there that we're constantly getting thrown at us. And I've just decided I'm not answering up for it anymore because I wasn't responsible for it.
Right.
I wasn't involved in it. And why should I answer for that? I mean, who appointed me, you, anybody else? Who appointed us to be spokespeople for all this stuff? Nobody appointed us that.
And only a moral relativist would see that it is relevant, and I keep going back to those two terms, in the debate today. It's what has George Bush done? What has Dick Cheney done? What has this administration done? And let's look at that in both a moral and an ethical point of view.
Yeah, very, very, very good point. Hey, drive safe.
I will do so. Well, good chatting with you, Jay.
Oh, good to talk to you, man. Thanks.
Hey, bye-bye.
Let's go to Orin in Fort Collins. Orin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Hey, regarding that commercial you did a while back, I don't know if you just is a word in the dictionary, but I use it. But I'll tell you a word that means more to me than that is hugerist.
Well, maybe I'll start using hugerist.
Hey, I like what you've been saying this morning. I've been chuckling to myself. Jay, I tend to look at this And I agree with this last gentleman, but I'd like to add that I look at this as being a life as being cyclic, like a pendulum. You know, we've tried progressive ideals in this country for 30 or 40 years. Roosevelt did it. We did it with the New Deal after the Great Depression. A lot of people didn't like it. A lot of people worried about it. This is the pendulum going the other way. We're trying things different ways. Is it good? History will tell us that. I think part of what I worry about these days is that we don't look at the mistakes of past presidents, of past leaders. We don't look at what we've done ourselves to not get behind these leaders. It's easier to polarize ourselves. Well, he did this. Well, she did that. Well, he did this. Well, you know, they've all done something. You know, Clinton got us into NAFTA or that mess. But on the other hand, he did a great thing with the budget. And he, you know, as far as a little bit of sex in the Oval Office, okay. Well, that's not a good thing. But on the other hand, Bush has done it to the rest of us. So which one is...
I've been saying, number one, I don't think you, me, anybody else, any of us, we have to own up or apologize or get into any of that stuff about Clinton, okay? Because it's not up to us. And trying to hang that on us all the time as an answer for everything that's going on now, to me, is kind of lame. And then you're also going to get into this thing. You're going to get into, well, you're going to get into throwing down the gauntlet on this. Okay, George Bush, Bill Clinton, Richard Nixon. You see what I'm saying? I mean, okay, and after a while, it's just ridiculous. And I'm tired of this. I'm tired of always having to own up to all this stuff, and for people to assume that you, me, and everyone else thinks that, well, that's okay, and we'll defend him on that. No, he was wrong. But you're right. He did do some good things.
I agree.
But if they didn't have him, where would they go, Orrin?
I can remember my sister, and I'm from Texas, and I've told you I'm a Republican since I'm 50 now. I've been a Republican since I was 18. I've always been registered Republican. I remember my sister saying she couldn't vote for Clinton because, he had oral sex in the Oval Office. And I said, okay, well, you know, I happened to have been in the military and worked for his father. He was my commander-in-chief, and I didn't vote for Bush Sr., and I didn't like Bush Jr., and you've seen what he's done to the businesses he's been involved in. You've seen what he's done to everything he's touched. Why would you vote for this man simply because he's promising to bring integrity to the White House and you know he's not going to do it? And instead of being what did he say he was going to be? He was going to be
The NBA president, the Harvard-educated president.
A uniter.
Oh, a uniter instead of a divider?
Well, he may accomplish that, Jay. He may actually accomplish uniting the whole country into doing something to get him and the rest of this house cleaning done that needs to be done. Let's hope.
Well, sad thing is here, we're just so, and it seems like I harp on this every single day, but I do, I guess. I guess I do harp on it every day because it bothers me. We're just so polarized. It's like, okay, you know, if they didn't have Clinton, what would they have? What would they have to talk about?
I have a feeling we're about to go in one direction or the other as a nation, and I pray that it is the direction that we all want to go in, and not that a few of us push the rest, you know. I'll vote, and I'll tell people, you know, I was in a community college after I retired in California, and a lot of minority kids, and I'd go into study halls after I voted, taking classes, and I'd say, you know, did you vote today? No.
No.
How do you like it? How do you feel knowing that an old white man made the rules that you're going to live by? And do you want to do that? And these people would get, and that was, I would see, you know, the light up for them, and this was I want them to get out and vote. And I really honestly believe, Jay, that part of the Republican strategy is to limit people, you know, to limit anybody who doesn't agree with them from voting so that they don't have to We don't truly have a democracy.
And well, I'm discouragement.
I'm ashamed to say that as a Republican, but I don't really believe this is the Republican Party I grew up with.
No,
I'm listening to progressive radio stations.
No, it's not, and you're right, it's not.
But that's cool because you know this nation is a progressive experiment, isn't it?
Yeah, and discouragement is a big part of this whole thing, and we need to find a way to get around and over that. Oren, thank you, man. Great call.
Hey, Jay, thanks, and you have a great day, and I love what you're doing. Keep it up.
Oh, thanks. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
All right. 6:35, 35 minutes after 6. Take more of your calls coming up here at 303-713-7600. Jay Marvin trying to slice through the cynicism of politics and talk about things that just affect you and I every single day. Like traffic with Gina.
All right. Thanks, Jay. Overall, good drive across the metro area. Just normal buildup now along southbound lanes of I-25 through Thornton and North Glen, of course. Westbound I-76 heavier now towards your I-25 merge. And it looks like the Boulder Turnpike doing really well, both east and westbound. No delays or wrecks. Weather outlook today, cloudy skies expected and rain showers throughout the day with a high of 80. Right now, it's overcast and 58. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Don't miss the Farmer's Market Sale at your neighborhood King Supers this Saturday, August 25th only, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
At Shell, we believe that the only thing better than making gasoline is finding a way to get more of it.
Yeah, not just more of it, for free.
So now you can get a $25 Shell gift card when you purchase 100 gallons of Shell gasoline with your new Shell card within 90 days of opening an account.
So cool.
That's a savings of 25 cents per gallon.
Trust me, best gas card ever.
Just pick up an application at your local Shell station. Visit GetMyShellCard.com or call 877-GO-2-SHELL for details. Offer in September 30th.
I'm totally there.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin works hard to relieve my worst allergy symptoms. Sneezing, runny nose, for a full 24 hours. It works so well, only Claritin has proven to make me alert and focused. Not drowsy, like some other medicines can. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Stay alert, stay focused, live Claritin Clear.
User directed only brand clinically tested.
I think she's so much better than us. Just because she came from Creekside Tree Nursery, she must think we don't notice her smooth, silky leaves, her flashy fall color. Oh no, she's looking this way. Hey girl, looking good.
Gorgeous, healthy tree or shrub from Creekside Tree Nursery is the talk of the neighborhood. End of summer is the time to plant, and Northeast Boulder is the location. Find directions to Creekside Tree Nursery at creeksideboulder.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-900-6436. That's 1-800-900-6436. 1-800-900-6436.
Negative equity applied to new loan balance. When was the last time anyone offered to buy your car? At Go Automotive Group, we do it every day. In fact, we'll buy your car whether you buy ours or not. Simply stop by any of our 17 Go showrooms for your quick and easy appraisal. Then shop Colorado's largest selection of new and used cars and trucks. Over 7,000 Chevys, Subarus, Dodges, Fords, Hondas, Jeeps, Nissans, Toyotas, and more. And with a new Go Smart Choice, you'll see your trade-in value up front. Go sells thousands of cars and trucks every month. So we need to buy thousands back. Why not yours? Go will buy your car whether you buy ours or not. For your quick and easy appraisal, call 303-GO-CARS-GO. Come by any of our 17 Go showrooms or click GoCarsAndTrucks.com. The light's green. Go!
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM760 Progressive Talk.
Smoking.
One time you were my baby chicken, now you've grown into a fox. Once upon a time I was your little rooster, but I'm a just warrior cock. It's love, justice, oh yeah.
after the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. Chance thunderstorms. High today, 75. J. Marvin asking the probing, scintillating, intellectually stimulating question. What the hell would people have to gripe? What would the right wing have to gripe about if they didn't have Bill Clinton? They're always on Bill Clinton. But what about Bill Clinton? Well, what about him? All right, so he and Monica Lewinsky played Bob the Apple in the Oval Office. Okay. But now he's been gone from office for God knows how long. What does that have to do with anything else that's going on now in the year 2007? And why can't we just live in the present? And everybody points to historical stuff to make their supporting argument. But God almighty, it's like a kid who's playing a trumpet or a saxophone and he's blowing the same sour note all the time. Let's go to Julie in Longmont. Julie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I'm actually sitting at the bus stop in Broomfield waiting for my bus, so I only have a couple of minutes.
Tell your bus to wait.
Yeah, I was like, oh, no, this is the last one I can get on to get down to the tech center close to where you are.
If we had an expensive budget, we'd send a car out to get you.
I'll take you. I'll take you up on it. So I had the exact scenario that you're talking about happen to me at the airport in Las Vegas. I know you love the place. It's like, oh, I wanted to get out of there, and I couldn't get out soon enough. But there was a soldier that was, you know, hanging around there, and I had a chance to finally say something to him. You know, I don't know if he said something or if I said, you know, well, you know, are you going home? Are you done? And he's like, well, I'm on vacation, and you know, but I have to go back. I'm like, oh, I wish you guys didn't have to go at all. You know, I don't want people to have to go back. And he made a comment that, you know, he said, well, I at least think that we're doing, you know, some good over there. And I had to pause and bite my tongue. And it's like, well, you know, I'm sure you are. You know, I said, I just think we were lied to about you having to be there at all in the first place. And there was another gentleman, you know, standing fairly close by who also had some camouflage stuff on, either a shirt or pants or something. And an older gentleman, maybe in his 40s, and he turned around and looked at me, and he said, well, you know, Clinton had a chance to get rid of Osama bin Laden.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Yeah,
right. And I kind of froze because I've listened, you know, I listen to Air America, you know, predominantly, and I know I've heard, you know, you and other station, other, you know, talk show hosts talk about, well, when they say something about Clinton, this is what you can come back with. And I really couldn't think of anything except, you know, when I sort of, you know, got breathing again, I said, well, okay, you know, yeah, maybe he just chose not to go after him, you know, to not murder somebody. He had him sort of contained. I said, but then why are we spending all our time blowing up Iraq when we should be, you know, blowing up Afghanistan? If Osama bin Laden was who we really wanted to go after? And the guy didn't say anything. He couldn't. It's like, and I know he had a comment. He might have had some foul thing to say, you know, but he just sort of...
Right, you want to say to him, well, how come we're not in Waziristan?
Yeah, why aren't we somewhere where Osama bin Laden is? Because Bush has decided to let Osama bin Laden go, and he's the guy we know is the known culprit behind it, but they want to blame Clinton because they didn't get Osama bin Laden when Bush has decided not to go after him either. So why don't, you know, but let's blame Clinton for everything.
Well, it's kind of like this. It's kind of like, and I've used this on the air about other arguments before. If a little kid hits another little kid, that's wrong, right?
Yep.
I mean, everybody goes, okay, you know what, don't do that. Johnny, don't hit Bobby. But if Bobby turns around and hits Johnny, you don't say to Bobby, well, you were right, you smacked him back because he smacked you. You go like, hey, man, you're both wrong.
Right.
All right, so Bill Clinton, if Bill Clinton screwed up going after Osama bin Laden, if he let him go, or if he tried to get him and couldn't get him. All right, we acknowledge that that's not great. We acknowledge that that's terrible. We acknowledge that that's not cool. But we're not there now. We're here.
Yep.
So,
present tense.
Yeah. So what justification is there for problems here and now?
They can't talk about that because it's like, well, we don't want to face that. And, you know, people that still support this whole regime, I think, are getting to be professional liars. I mean, they think this is the reality. Your last caller was so refreshing to hear. You know, well, I've been a Republican all my life, you know, since I was 18, and I couldn't vote for Daddy, and I couldn't vote for this guy. It's like, wow, you know, once in a while you'll find somebody who doesn't drink the Kool-Aid, you know?
Oh, there's more out there than you think. The problem is that a lot of people feel this way, and I can understand this totally. A lot of people feel this way. Both sides are bad. There are no answers, and I just really can't identify with either side. There's a lot of people who feel that way. The trick and the challenge is to try to get something relevant and meaningful going so that people can identify and that we can learn the art of compromise and that we can learn to try to work things out instead of making the governing landscape impossible and terribly, terribly riddled. Is that your bus?
No, it's an airplane. Over here at the Broomfield stop, it's right by Jefferson Airport, so it's close, though. It's coming, so I can see it coming around the corner here.
All right, well, I love you. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks. Have a good day.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
303-713-7600. If there was not Bill Clinton around, what would these right-wing talking heads, what would they be jiving about? Let's go to Steve in Highlands Ranch. Steve, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, how are you this morning?
Good.
Hey, you know what? Well, you touched on a lot of different things. I don't think, when you were talking to that caller, I don't think that it's moral relativism. I think what the issue is, at least as I see it, is that so many of the issues that people want to complain about Bush on right now are issues that happened before Bush ever took office, but nobody said anything about it then. You know, everybody complains about the NSA wiretapping right now, but nobody says anything about Echelon, which was going on when Bill Clinton was in office.
Yeah, but here you go again. Bill Clinton is not in office. Those things that were around, now listen, Steve, those things that were around before George W. Bush took office, whoever the president becomes, whether it was George W. Bush, Al Gore, J. Marvin, Steve, whoever, when you take the oath and you sit down, it then becomes your responsibility to fix those things. You cannot turn to your predecessor and hang it on them as a way of getting out of assigning blame for yourself. It'd be the same thing as if I put you in control of a company and the company had trouble, okay, and you were charged with cleaning it up and bringing change, and a number of years into it, the change wasn't there, and somebody called you on it, and you turned around and said, well, yeah, but the former CEO had these problems too. That doesn't fly. It doesn't work.
Well, but here's the way I look at the situation, Jay. You know, when you were talking about that soldier talking about Bill Clinton not getting Osama bin Laden, you know what? He didn't, but in all honesty, and anybody that's going to be fair about it is also going to look at the fact that pre-9/11, it doesn't matter if it would have been Ronald Reagan, George Bush, or anybody else, they would have probably handled it exactly like Clinton did. We looked at terrorism in a different manner pre-9/11.
No, I don't. You know what? Listen, I don't agree with you there, and I'm going to tell you why I don't agree with you there. Because unlike George W. Bush, Ronald Reagan, Bill Clinton, Jimmy Carter, or anybody else you can name, never had an emissary from the CIA, not once, but a couple of times, come to them while they were on vacation, which is something he likes to do a lot of, in Crawford, and warn him that an attack was imminent. And the fact is that, once again,
I don't think you're being fair here, Jay.
Well, I don't care whether you think I'm being fair or not. Opinions are sometimes not fair. But the fact is that you want to go back to that. And what I want to do is I want to know is when are you guys, and I say you, not that you have to own up for everybody else, when are you going to deal with 2007? When are you going to deal with 2006? When are you going to deal with 2005 and not something that happened, years ago? When are you going to deal with now? What's the excuse for not having carried this stuff out now?
But, see, that's the problem, Jay. You've talked to me enough to know I don't think I need to make an excuse for what's going on.
Well, then
now.
Stop bringing up Bill Clinton, because that's an excuse.
But I don't bring up Bill Clinton as an excuse. I bring up Bill Clinton because, to me, if you're going to complain about things that are going on right now, you can't pretend like history began January 2001.
No, but history had a chance to change in January 2001, and history hasn't changed, and that would be the same thing as saying that at the end of the baseball season, if the Rockies do not go to the World Series, that somehow that responsibility lies on the former skipper of the team when the new skipper of the team had a chance to fix things.
Yeah, but that's what, Jay, that's the point. I think that we've taken a different tact since September of 2001 to change what we did previously.
Yeah, and it hasn't paid off.
Well, but
it's failed.
You know what? And
George W. Bush and everybody around him and all the people who support him have to own up to it, and they can't stop reaching back into the closet and pulling Bill Clinton out.
I don't agree that it's failed. I agree that
you don't agree that it's failed.
Absolutely.
Well,
not.
You know, then I don't know what it takes to convince you that it has. I don't know how many dead people we have and how many people have to come back and tell you the same story time and time again. And you and I have been around all of this time and time again.
Hang on. Think about the lady you just had on. She just got done telling you she talked to a soldier that was there. That's a guy that's there putting his life on the line.
Well, he says, I think we're doing some good things there. What are you going to say to him? No, you're not doing some good things there, but the people who know.
Well, he's
okay.
One that knows. He's there.
All right.
He was there.
You know what?
He knows.
You know what? You want to entertain your fantasy? Then go ahead and entertain your fantasy. I'll just lay this last thing on you. Things are working so well that Petraeus is not going to give us the report. The administration is going to give it, and they're going to write it. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? Think about it. I got to run. Think about
it.
6:51, 51 minutes after the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Damn Bill Clinton, he's responsible for everything. Here's traffic. And if that's bad, he's responsible for that, too. Here's Monica Lewinsky.
Still not a lot to speak of in terms of delays. We just have heavy traffic on eastbound 270, of course, from I-76 to Vasquez. Normal congestion forming there through Commerce City. Southbound I-25 is going to be a busy drive between I-70 and Spear. Just remember, you can use that 23rd Avenue exit ramp now. It's brand new if you need to get into the downtown area. And we've got a pretty decent drive on southbound I-25. It's just slower now between 104th and 84th. Weather outlook today looks like cloudy skies and rain showers. Hours can be expected throughout the day. A high of only 80 today and tonight. It'll clear out. We'll get a little cooler at 56. Right now, cloudy and 58. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says, take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get a brand new Focus or Ranger for just $99.88. They sell them for less every day, guaranteed.
Paris, 10 years ago, the most famous woman in the world, Princess Diana, dies. But there's more to the story. Based on the riveting bestseller by Noel Botham, Lifetime presents a premier movie event starring Jennifer Morrison of House. The Murder of Princess Diana.
I know how Diana died.
Premieres Saturday night at 9, 8 central on Lifetime. And before the movie, hear the real Princess Diana reveal haunting truths in Princess Diana, the Martin Bashir interview at 8, 7 central.
Every year, heart disease is one of the leading killers of Americans. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death, but with early detection, it can be effectively treated. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Let me talk to you about Front Range Preventive Imaging. They've got an easy, non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks for developing coronary artery disease with their EBT scanner. Now, this EBT scanner is one of the most powerful predictors of future coronary events and can help save your life or the life of someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Summer vacation's just about over. School is starting and cold weather is just around the corner. Jack with Jack Mysick Heating and Cooling here to remind you that now is the best time to consider installing a new American Standard high-efficiency heating system before old man winter arrives. Call today for a free estimate on an American Standard total comfort system. Call Jack Mysick Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541. That's 303-463-8541. Call today and save on heating costs this winter. 303-463-8541.
I heard about a huge sale on my favorite widget. I've got to see what deals they've got, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier Business Listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Your son or daughter can serve your community in the National Guard. Call 1-800-GO-GUARD and ask about the job skills they'll gain.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor.
If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Sure, you're ready for the kids to go back to school, but are their clothes ready? Head to Walmart for low prices. Boys' Faded Glory carpenter pants and cargo shorts are just $5 each. Save big on kids' apparel at Walmart.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:55, 55 minutes past the hour. Chance of thunderstorms, high today 75, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Coming up after 7 o'clock, Dr. Michael Schreuer. We'll ask him about this current report out that's out about the CIA and also about efforts to get Bin Laden. Let's go back to the phones here, asking the question about if there was no Bill Clinton, what would half of these folks bring up? Here's Glenda in Inglewood. Glenda, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I heard John Dean recently in an interview, and he said that he believes that Clinton had to be demonized on a personal level because of all of the unitary presidency things that had been sneaked in with his father and with Reagan, and they were deathly afraid that he was going to start to use all of these things against them. And now they have to continue demonizing him, and people don't know how they're being manipulated to do this, but they are so afraid that a Democrat is going to win the presidency in 08 and will start to use all of these powers that they've given to Bush. And so they have to demonize Clinton again, and by extension, any other Democrats, so that that won't happen. And I think that makes perfect sense.
Well, I think they demonize him because I don't think they have anything else. I don't think they have any anywhere else to go. And what's kind of interesting about it is the exact same thing that they demonize him about, which is sex and the whole thing surrounding Monica Lewinsky. I have like 5 or 6 pages over here.
Isn't that
ridiculous? People in the GOP have been caught in sex scandals.
I know. And look at all of this.
I've been saying this for weeks. Nobody, it's now gone, it's out of the news cycle, nobody says anything about it. How come all these moralists, how come they never say anything about David Vitter?
Well, look at all of their presidential candidates. How many times have they been married and had affairs compared to the Democrats, like, who've all been married
to... That's, you know what, that's very, very true. There's one person sent me an email and said, if you're going to ask the question, is Barack Obama black enough, then you got to look at people like Rudy Giuliani, and you got to ask the question, is being married 3 times enough? Glenda, thank you. I appreciate the call. Coming up, Dr. Michael Schreuer. And it's going to be, as usual, a great, compelling interview. You're going to want to hear what this guy has to say. Stick around.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Negative equity applied to new loan balance. Go will take deductions for equipment, mileage, and condition of vehicle. Offers not valid on damaged vehicles. How do you get from zero to 120 in record time? Go to Go. Announcing the Go 120% trade-in events. This week only, Go will purchase your trade for up to 120% of book trade-in value. That's up to 120% of what the book says your trade-in's worth. No games, no gimmicks. You'll clearly see your trade-in value on the new Go Smart Choice. It's never been easier to take your car from 0 to 120 in record time. Just go to Go. Your trade may never be worth more than it will be this week during the Go 120% trade-in events at 17 Go showrooms in Denver alone. Call 303-GO-CARS-GO or GoCarsAndTrucks.com. The light screen. Go.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Cynthia Bowers in Findlay, Ohio, where I am slogging through about a foot and a half, close to 2 feet of water on Main Street in downtown, where you could say a river runs through it this morning. That river would be the Blanchard. The entire downtown business area is shut down. A current of river is running through where I'm standing right now. Behind this downtown area are neighborhoods where hundreds of homes have gotten water, some water up to the first level windows, others up to the doorstep. James Ralston's family's lived here for generations.
I have never seen a water raise at that height, at that level, and continually raising as we stand here today.
I'm Cynthia Bowers in Findlay, Ohio. Now, with more on the flooding, here's Dave Barrett.
One death reported in Ohio from the bad weather. Thousands of residents have been affected by floods in Wisconsin. Chainsaws were busy in Whitefish Bay with a lot of downed trees to clear. At Fort Dodge, Iowa, the Des Moines River will likely crest tomorrow at more than 5 feet above flood stage.
We've advised all the residents in this part of the neighborhood, especially the low-lying part, to be ready to leave at a moment's notice.
David Fierke is the city manager. Lots of sandbagging's been going on there. Heat in Ohio is another problem now. Cincinnati school kids get the day off because of it. 102 yesterday in Nashville. 13th day this month of triple-digit temperatures there. Officials want large users of power, like industries, to cut back. That's according to the Tennessee Valley Authority. Intelligence data may mean Iraq's prime minister could be feeling some political heat. Here's White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
This intel assessment reportedly questions whether Iraqi Prime Minister Maliki can end the sectarian violence that plagues his country. The New York Times describes a sober new report that includes doubts about the Maliki government. This week has seen President Bush voice support for Maliki while expressing frustration with political tensions in Iraq. The administration is just weeks away from issuing a crucial Iraq status report. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Washington.
Are you ready, kid?
Aye, aye, Captain. Ready to stay away from. Children should not be toting SpongeBob journals or address books.
For product recall information, please press 6.
A quarter million of those products made in China may have lead paint sprayed on the metal spiral book bindings. Lead paint worries and more Chinese stuff. 66,000 spinning tops, 4,700 pails with Thomas and Friends or Curious George scenes on them. They're also on the recall list. Jobless claims dropped a couple thousand last week to 322,000. With the Labor Department doing the tallying, may mean that despite the mortgage industry problems that include layoffs and the credit crunch, businesses in general are not scaling back their employee workforces. Half hour before Wall Street opens, S&P futures are up 6. This is CBS News.
Yeah, Dave, Ted here. Hey, tomorrow at 5:22, a forklift is going to smash right into our conveyor system. Really bust it up good, okay? You should be getting a call about 5:23. Just wanted to give you a heads up. Thanks.
In your job, you don't get warnings. So Granger's just added a massive amount of material handling products to help get you through whatever the day brings. We're adding products and removing problems. From casters and wheels to carts and conveyors, we have what you need to move, handle, and store just about anything. Call or visit your local branch or go online to Granger.com. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Newman!
Yes, Mr. Fernwell?
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of those little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That'll free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet!
Pardon?
Is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Democratic National Committee Chairman Howard Dean says the rush by states to hold the earliest primaries is going to have little impact on the presidential race.
We're either going to know the nominee in January, or we're going to know the nominee probably sometime in March.
Dean was in Denver yesterday and said some states could face sanctions, though, if they break party rules. His remarks came after he gave a speech at a rally celebrating the one-year countdown to the party's nominating convention in Denver. The triple murder of three university students in Newark, New Jersey, allegedly by two illegal immigrants, raising the ire of many people, including Colorado Republican congressman and presidential wannabe Tom Tancredo.
Beside the fact that they have come into this country against, without our permission, which makes them, of course, doing something illegal to begin with. But after that, of course, many do not commit other crimes, but many do.
Well, that's not exactly true. Statistics show illegals do not commit crimes at a higher rate than any other group. Boulder police have shut down a possible ecstasy lab after being tipped off by a federal agent. He found suspicious activity on eBay. And students hopped on chairs, screams erupted when a bull snake wandered into a classroom at Colorado State University yesterday, bit a student on the hand when he tried to remove it. Fortunately, bull snakes are not poisonous. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, traffic jammed up in the usual areas. Southbound 25 struggling now with speeds in the 20s through Thornton and North Glen, and we have backups extending toward 120th. Same for southbound 225 as you make that merge off of I-70. You can expect those heavy conditions all the way down to the DTC. Northbound lane slowing, kicking in 2 at Parker. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today. Looks like you're going to need that umbrella. Cloudy skies and rain showers expected throughout the day. Only a high of 80. Right now it's overcast and 61. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Don't miss the Farmers Market sale at your neighborhood King Supers this Saturday, August 25th only, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Save on market fresh watermelon, corn, mangoes, strawberries, and more. Only at King Supers. Right store, right price.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
So what do you want to do this weekend?
The dining room.
You want to do the dining room?
You're right. We should do the kitchen first, then the dining room.
What just happened? Nothing inspires a weekend project faster than getting $5 off all 1 gallon cans of Glidden Evermore paint and even $5 off all Ralph Lauren paint by mail-in rebate.
Bathroom too?
Why not? The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through August 29th in U.S. only. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin. On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Morning, 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, and it is overcast outside. High today is only going to be 75, chance of thunderstorms, but it's nice to have you along. And it's also nice to have this guy on the program again. Our very special guest is CBS terrorism analyst Michael Schreuer. Dr. Schreuer served in the CIA for 22 years before resigning at the end of 2004. He served as the chief of the Bin Laden unit at the Counterterrorist Center from 1969 to 1990. He is author of numerous books, including Anonymous, just a ton more. He is also a senior fellow with the Jamestown Foundation. And when this guy speaks, best to listen because he knows what he's talking about. Doctor, welcome back to the program. You're without a doubt my favorite guest.
Well, thank you, Jay. Good morning to you.
And it's good to have you on. Okay. There's part of me that's tempted to say to you, let's just call the show off and go fishing. Because things are no better than the last time we talked. All right. Correct me if you think I'm wrong about this. I've been critical of CIA before about things that they've done, but I also know that it's leadership that causes that and civilian leadership. And why do I have a feeling with this latest thing that's out? Why do I have this feeling that the CIA, with this latest report that's now been declassified, why do I have a feeling the CIA is getting dumped on?
Well, I think that's right, Jay. I think the report does half of its job. It describes the failures, and they were clearly failures beforehand. And what I resign to say, I think the IG has said that at the leadership level, the community was lions led by asses, and finally that's being presented. But the report was also supposed to praise those officers who risked their lives and accomplished things to protect America, and it ignores that angle. And I think that's a dangerous thing, because what the report shows is that the men and women, the civil servants who risk their lives every day to gather information to protect America, did their job notwithstanding leadership that was at least subpar.
Yeah, that's the impression I get. The impression I get is that when you read the excerpts of this thing that are all over the media, the person who's at fault here and got a Congressional Medal of Freedom is Tenet.
Yeah. What's really funny, not funny, but tragic, is that there was nothing no one expected or needed Mr. Tenet to be a hero. All they needed for him to do was to use the powers vested in him by the Congress, and he didn't do it. And the report shows that. I have never thought, Jay, that surprise attacks such as those of 9/11 are really possible to stop. If somebody wants to hit you, they're going to. But what was absolutely necessary was for the American intelligence community to be able to turn to the American people and say, we had done everything we could to prevent this. And because Mr. Tenet wouldn't rock the boat, because he wouldn't knock heads together amongst the senior members of the intelligence community, we couldn't say that. And that has caused, you know, very damaging repercussions down across the years since 9/11.
It's almost as if you look at the big picture here with all of this. It's almost as if everybody failed. When I mean everybody, Tenet failed, the leadership of the country failed, the media failed, Congress failed. The checks and balances and the safety valves that are built in, they just weren't there or they didn't work.
Yeah, I think part of that is because the safety valves, as they've developed since 1945, were meant to cope with a huge superpower enemy. And with a new enemy on tap that's neither a nation state nor a superpower, we had a terrible time coming to grips with how to proceed. And it required courage. It always requires courage, moral courage, to change things from the way they've been for half a century to the way they should be to address today's problems. And we weren't able to do that. I'm afraid we still haven't been able to do that. The one thing I think the IG report, the Inspector General's report from CIA, ought to suggest is that Mr. Kane and Mr. Hamilton and the 9/11 Commission really were a whitewash of what went on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, sir. And now they've told the American people that the intelligence community failed because it was badly structured, not because of leadership or personal culpability. And now we're finding from the CIA, the most denigrated agency in the government, the most honest IG report that we've seen about senior leadership. And it suggests that the 9/11 Commission took us down exactly the wrong road in preparing for the next attack.
Yeah, that's what it seems like to me, too. And I think there's a high degree of trust in the distrust in the 9/11 Commission by the public in general. I don't know how many other people find themselves in this position, but this is the position I feel like I'm in. Not happy about past things the CIA has done, going back to even before the Bay of Pigs. 60s... kind of at one time, not kind of, but 60s anti-war radical viewpoint about the CIA. Friends with some people who particularly used to be a friend of one person whose name would never be mentioned by anybody who is with the CIA. I think you know who I'm talking about. The last name starts with an A.
Yeah, I have a hunch.
Okay. Now, though, we're sitting in 2007... Maybe it's because I've had you on this show, or maybe because I've done more reading, but now I feel like, this is what I honestly feel, I feel like the CIA keeps getting dumped on time and time again and has to tug around the burdens of failures that it's not totally and completely responsible for because it's supposed to take direction from civilian policymakers. Is that inaccurate?
No, I think that's exactly right, sir. What I've been astounded by since I resigned, both in the American media and in the European media, is they always discuss CIA's program, CIA's operations, and they are indeed operations and programs conducted by the CIA, but the CIA is peculiarly the instrument of the President of the United States. We're not in the business of running our own programs. We are taking direction from the President of the day, from whatever party he comes from, and the things we do are in an effort to further his policy goals. Has there been some bad ideas and bad operations? Absolutely the case. Have we exceeded our authorities at times? I think that has been shown in congressional investigations several times. But nonetheless, the agency is the agent of the American people through their president. And to single out the agency for failure is really very convenient for the media and also, frankly, for the politicians.
7:15, 50 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Dr. Michael Schwerer with us. You know, it's like this. I mean, anything that human beings undertake, there's going to be mistakes. But it's the executive and the congressional branch that gets the ball rolling on this stuff. So they pick up the phone or have a meeting with you and say, look, this is what we want you to do. Come up with a plan or, you know, whatever. Or we don't want to hear about it, just do it, or whatever the case may be. So in the end result, you know, where does the buck really stop, as Truman used to say? Well, it stops at the desk of the civilian government, not in Langley, Virginia, does it?
I think that's right. The tradition has been, of course, to hang the lowest-ranking member of the government. For example, when we mistakenly bombed the British, or not the British, but the Chinese embassy in Belgrade during that particular episode of war in Serbia, they fired a young, just-married GS-12 officer. That's someone who makes about $40,000 a year. Instead of firing anybody that was really responsible for the attack, and that's the way they usually do it. What's unusual about the CIA report is it lays responsibility where it belongs, to Mr. Tenet, Mr. Pavitt, that whole team of people who just wanted to protect themselves and not cause waves.
What's it like? I mean, I ask you this every single time you come on. I know you've got friends still working there. What's it like inside there?
Well, I think there's been a great improvement since Mr. Kappas became the deputy DCI and General Hayden took over at the top. And I've been quite surprised. I thought Mr. Hayden was not a good choice, or General Hayden, because I was afraid he would steer the agency toward more electronic intelligence. But from all I hear from inside the agency, it's been a very pleasant experience for them. Mr. Hayden and Mr. Kappas have both provided excellent leadership, and they're men of honesty and integrity, which is a good change of pace. I'm trying to publish now, and there's not very many people interested in it, a piece that says, listen, the IG report is out, but you have to remember that the CIA is more than George Tenet and his crew. It's 15,000 men and women, and here are some of the accomplishments they have brought for the American people over the past 10 or 12 years. The media is not too interested in it at the moment because they like to jump on, but I think it's very important because those people are still at the front of American defense.
Boy, why doesn't the New York Times pick that up and publish it?
Well, you know, I don't. Again, there's the agency is a very, very convenient whipping boy for the media, for the government, for foreign governments. And, of course, you know, eventually someone, maybe me, maybe one of my officers, will go to prison for the rendition program. And
No, don't talk. You got to be kidding me. You're not going to go to prison for that.
Well, somebody's going to go. You know, Senator Rockefeller and Senator Levin and Senator McCain.
No. Well, I'm here to tell you that if that day starts to come, you're looking at the head of your defense committee.
Well,
I'm serious.
You know, Jay, in some ways, I would welcome an opportunity to testify under oath before Congress. Neither the Congress nor the government, the executive branch, have allowed anyone who was actually involved in these operations since 1995 to talk directly to the American people. They've put up Tenet, they've put up Richard Clark, they've put up these 9/11 commissioners. but they've never put anyone up there who knows anything about what the situation was like and how they coped with it. So in many ways, I've been trying to goad the Senate committees into a public testimony kind of affair, because I think the officers who worked for me and risked their lives and reputations need their day in court. But with the likes of Levin and McCain and Jay Rockefeller, they seem bound and determined to exact a pound of flesh from the people who were followers.
Well, once again, this gets back to what I said before. A lot of us, including myself, I mean, we were disgusted by the idea of rendition, but you didn't just, I mean, tell me, I mean, the way things work, you didn't just wake up one morning and say, oh, rendition, here's an idea. Somebody called you on the phone or sent you a directive and said, rendition, do this.
That's exactly how it happened. And under Mr. Clinton, we were very clear in telling him that if he didn't want to put these people into the U.S. political or U.S. legal system or to imprison them in the United States, that he was going to end up sending them to countries that his State Department would identify later in time as human rights abusers. They didn't mind that. But, of course, now when it comes to the accusations of what went on, Mr. Berger, Mr. Clinton, Mr. Clark are nowhere to be found. And so it's the people who followed their direction that will in the end take it in the neck.
But you don't seriously, and I've never known you to kid with me. Matter of fact, you call me sir too many times. We've been over that for it seems like almost a year now. You don't seriously believe, doctor, that you're going to get in trouble over this rendition thing, do you?
Well, I don't know if I will or not. In many ways, it doesn't matter to me if I do, sir. I did the right thing as far as I was concerned. But when I've heard these senators and congressmen talk, and I know that they've never bothered to ask anybody who was involved in the program how it occurred or why it was authorized, I'm very sure that if they get the chance, they will exact a pound of flesh from someone just for political purposes. They want to snuggle up. If nothing else, they want to snuggle up to their European friends who are so critical of the rendition program.
Well, I'm critical of it. It bothers me, but once again, I want to go back to what I said before. If somebody tells you to do something and directs you to do something, you only have two choices. You either do what you're told because you believe you're doing it in the service of your country, or you quit.
That's right.
One or the other. I mean, you don't go to the Oval Office or wherever the hell it is and get an audience and say, we can't do this. I won't do it, right?
No. But you do two more things. You make sure that the legal authorities of the U.S. government say that it's appropriate and legal to do it, and you also provide to your superiors the downside of this. That is, what if it becomes public? In the case of rendition, taking people to countries that the State Department has on a list of human rights violators. So you do your best, but at the end of the day, Jay, the rendition program for a long time was the only effective U.S. counterterrorism program. It was out there by itself, and I would say today it's still amongst the most important of the U.S. counterterrorism programs. But no one, Washington, as you know, is a funny place, and the kind of lack of sense of responsibility of politicians for what they order is kind of a never-ending wonder.
Yeah, because it continues to go on and on, and people
on
continue
and on.
To keep escaping. Do you think that the idea? And I've never understood how we did this. Do you think the idea, like, of picking somebody up, like in a foreign country, and then sending them someplace like Syria, where we're not supposed to have any kind of relations with, and then they take the person and beat the crap out of them? I mean, is that number one? How do we do that with Syria? And number two, is that effective?
Well, it's effective in the sense that you get the people off the street. What we're trying to do always is to find people who are either participated in an attack against the United States or are planning to, and second, who has documents we would like to read. I think we've talked before. There's no way anyone was ever picked up just because someone wanted to talk to him or interrogate him or torture him. The law does not allow for that. And so you, what you do is you work with a foreign government. You find somebody who is a threat in their country. You ask them to help. But then when you get that much of it done, you're stuck. Because if they arrest him, they want him out of the country, what do you do? Under Mr. Clinton, they didn't want to declare them prisoners of war, and they didn't want to deal with them. So we sent them to Arab countries. Under Mr. Bush, we've held some of them ourselves, and we've sent some to other countries. I think the largest percentage we've held in our own prison.
But how do you send somebody to a country to a... And if you can't explain this, because you're not supposed to, don't, you know...
Yes.
Don't say it. But how do you send them to someplace like Syria, where you're, like, publicly bad-mouthing them, but on the other hand, you're going, here, take this guy?
Well, Jay, one of the purposes of an intelligence service is to make sure a line of communication is open to every government in the world, even if your politicians and your diplomats are at daggers drawn with that government. And so one of the agency's jobs is to maintain that kind of relationship with people who we generally don't think very well of. And, again, that's the way it works. And how it happens is if the President of the United States authorizes it, we proceed to do what he tells us to do.
7:26, 26 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Dr. Michael Schroer is with me, 22 years in the CIA, author of numerous books. You can check out his writings at Jamestown Foundation, at the Jamestown Foundation. A couple of quick things. I've always wondered this, and I've never really asked you. How in the world did you end up in the CIA? Is that what you wanted to do when you were a young man, or
no,
not to say that you're old? But you know what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, and I am old, but
we'll decide that later.
I was just finishing my PhD, and I was working at Union Carbide in Buffalo, New York, as a crane operator outside on the third shift, and I was willing to take any kind of job that would move me inside. And I happened to notice an advertisement in the American Historical Review's American Historical Association's news bulletin that the CIA was looking for analysts, historians, political scientists, whatever. And so I just took a flyer and applied for it. And I was, I'm the luckiest guy on earth. I had a great career. But no, I had no intention of being an intelligence officer at all.
Okay, then the other one is, I was once telling somebody about you, and their reaction was, well, if he spent 22 years hunting bin Laden, how come he didn't get him?
Yeah, well, that's a fair reaction. I think, and that's ultimately it's going to have to depend on when the government releases the documents. At the end of the day, the CIA hunts. It does not kill unless it's ordered to do so by the president. And we hunted bin Laden, and I take very little credit for it, but the officers who I worked with in the field and in Washington gave Mr. Clinton 10 chances to take care of this problem, and he didn't take them. That's why we didn't get them. And I can say that, Jay, and the 9/11 Commission said part of it in their book, but until the documents are released, it's not going to become apparent how many chances and how good the quality of those chances were to get bin Laden. So I really have to, when somebody says, why didn't he get them, that's my answer. It sounds a little bit like a rationale or like an excuse, but that's the truth. That's as far as I can go until the documents are released.
All right, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. Listen, I appreciate all the time you've given me. I know that we'll have you on the program again because I'm tempted to call you every other day. But listen, I'm here telling you right now. You get into trouble for the rendition thing. I mean, the head of your defense committee lives in Denver, Colorado.
Well, you're very kind, sir.
You will not spend one day in jail. No, I'm serious. We'll go to the wall for you.
Well, you're very kind.
Because you're the best.
Well, you're kind, sir. Thank you.
And you only call me sir like six times.
Yeah. Well, I should get a C-minus, I guess, for that.
Yeah, I'll let you off the hook this time, doctor.
I'm up from a D+.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
All right.
Thanks for being on the show again. Thank you, and I'll talk to you soon.
I'll surely look forward to it, sir.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
He is the best. I love him. Because he's honest. And he's good people. 729.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
Paris, 10 years ago, the most famous woman in the world, Princess Diana, dies. But there's more to the story. Based on the riveting bestseller by Noel Botham, Lifetime presents a premiere movie event starring Jennifer Morrison of House. The Murder of Princess Diana.
I know how Diana died.
Premieres Saturday night at 9, 8 central on Lifetime. And before the movie, hear the real Princess Diana reveal haunting truths in Princess Diana, the Martin Bashir interview at 8, 7 central.
Buddy, who's going to be fair and is not going to rip you off? And that's one of the reasons why I am committed to and talk a tremendous amount about Rocky's Autos. Not only because they have a huge or hugest selection, as a previous caller said, of clean, late model, previously owned vehicles like cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs in Colorado, but also because you'll get treated fairly. Here's an example. If you went through winter last year and you said to yourself, I am not going to go through winter this year again without some kind of a four-wheel vehicle, without some kind of four-wheel drive vehicle, then Rockies is the place to go to accomplish your goal and get a lot more. Get a lot more price-wise, get a lot more selection-wise, and get treated a lot better than you would anywhere else. That's what Rockies is all about. Matching down incentive, various ways to finance, good people to work with. And I've named them off time and time again. You probably haven't memorized by now. I've talked about them so much. But these are my lifelong friends. Rocky's Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. So it's your money. And you work really hard for it. And you should expect to get the return on it that equals the effort that you put in to get it. That's why I say go to Rocky's. Corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike, open Labor Day.
Experience the thrill of BCS Big 12 Division I college football as your team, the Colorado Buffaloes, take on Florida State, Miami of Ohio, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska, all at Folsom Field, Buffalo Territory, where you can buy the best premium seats in college football. CUCSU tickets for the Rocky Mountain Showdown are on sale also. So hurry. Call 303-49-BUFFS or log on to CUBUFFS.com to purchase University of Colorado football tickets today.
Do you think that thermal wall siding is a luxury item? Think again. It's an absolute necessity. Thermal wall siding will cut your energy costs by 40%. And as a bonus, you'll never have to paint again. Call Thermal Advantage today. 303-430-SAVE.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
AM 760 has Jay Marvin, morning 6 to 10.
Delighting and encouraging Democratic dialogue.
Tom Hartman, 10 to 1.
People are figuring out that pigeons are actually robots from the planet Xenu.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
You create this what if, give me a break.
Randy Rhodes in the late afternoon, 4 to 7.
You have the right to privacy in your own home.
And Rachel Maddow, 7 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, remember when there was going to be a U.S. war against Al-Qaeda?
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and AM
am760.net.
Now, for those of us that are old enough, we remember when the Stones appeared on Ed Sullivan and had changed the lyrics to this song on CBS. My, how times have changed, haven't they?
Don't you worry about what's on your mind, woman.
Together. I read War and Peace by Tolstoy.
So for us young folks, what did they change the lyrics to, Jay?
You know, that's a good question. I don't remember. I think they changed it to Let's Spend Some Time Together. Because Ed Sullivan, old Eddie, and the CBS people flipped out because they knew what this song was about. And you got to remember, what is this, like 65, 66? On network television? You know, nowadays, we wouldn't think anything about it. But think about it back then. We'll have, you know, fun just fooling around and around and around. You know what I'm saying? In other words, in the parlance of today's youth, Radio Tokyo was tuning up. 7:35, 35 minutes after 7 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right. Let's do a quick turnaround here because I ran behind with Dr. Schroer, but I thought it was well worth it. And we'll get another traffic update from Gina, and then we'll forge on. Oh, wait a minute. The phone's ringing. See what they want. Could this be relevant to what we're discussing here? See, back in these days, you know what? Back in these days, sex education came from songs. They didn't come from classes and from your parents. Well, maybe some of your parents sat down and talked to you about sex. Yeah, 1967, it was Let's Spend Some Time Together. But that's how we learned about sex, right? Out of rock and roll records and other things.
And the Doors, Girl, We Couldn't Get Much Better?
Yes. Well, all those lyrics. And it all goes, all that coded sexuality goes back even farther than this. I mean, it goes back into the 50s and 60s. And I can't remember the R&B artist. And I asked you once if we had the song. I can't remember the R&B artist that recorded this or the group that recorded it, but there was a song out that was played on black radio, but white teenagers would hear it, and it was called Annie Had a Baby. We don't have it. I know we don't have it. Because the people who put the music together in this vault are about 13 years old. But it was Annie Had a Baby, and I can't think of who did it. And there were all these songs out there with all these coded meanings, like The Midnighters. Annie Had a Baby? Was it The Midnighters? I don't think so. I think it was somebody else. And there was also Chuck Berry's Brown-Eyed Handsome Man, which was a code word for white women sleeping with black men. Hank Ballard and The Midnighters had the original version of Annie Had a Baby. Okay. So it was a far cry from... I mean, that's when radio was great because... Well, I guess you still have that today, don't you? Parents listen and don't understand what their kids are listening to. Doesn't that go on today? I think it does. But now everything's more out front. The lyrics are more, you know, obscene. Back in those days, things were all coded. So the kids would snicker, and the parents would have no idea what was going on. 7:38, 38 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's Gina.
Thanks, Jay. We have slower traffic along eastbound I-70 between Sheridan and Brighton from an earlier problem. Northbound I-25 is very heavy now and sluggish from the Downing Street Bridge toward Lincoln. And we're having the same problems along the westbound side of the Boulder Turnpike from Sheridan toward Church Ranch.
Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. Drunk driving. Over the limit. Under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Paris, 10 years ago, the most famous woman in the world, Princess Diana, dies. But there's more to the story. Based on the riveting bestseller by Noel Botham, Lifetime presents a premiere movie event starring Jennifer Morrison of House. The Murder of Princess Diana.
I know how Diana died.
Premieres Saturday night at 9, 8 central on Lifetime. And before the movie, hear the real Princess Diana reveal haunting truths in Princess Diana, the Martin Bashir interview at 8, 7 central.
Summer vacation's just about over. School is starting and cold weather is just around the corner. Jack with Jack Mysick Heating and Cooling here to remind you that now is the best time to consider installing a new American Standard high-efficiency heating system before old man winter arrives. Call today for a free estimate on an American Standard total comfort system. Call Jack Mysick Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541. That's 303-463-8541. Call today and save on heating costs this winter. 303-463-8541.
Let me get you to pay close attention to this, because this is really important. Colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death for Americans. It's the leading cause of cancer death in non-smoking men. I just had a friend who... A month and a half ago, I don't mind talking about who it is, Frank Terry, who was a legendary Drake boss jock on KHJ in Los Angeles, and he died of colon cancer. And colon cancer can be often prevented with early identification of precancerous polyps by doing a colonoscopy. Unfortunately, only about 40% of the people who should get a colonoscopy ever get one. And you know what the reasons are. Oh, God, I don't want to have to go through that, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, you know what? I know that feeling. But here's the deal. I got a virtual colonoscopy. It was less expensive. It was an easier alternative to conventional colonoscopy to detect those clinically significant polyps and colon cancers. And virtual colonoscopy, listen to this, requires no sedation, so you don't have to do that old thing about being in the twilight. And you can return immediately to normal activities. And I did that. It was amazing. And it was so easy, and I got peace of mind. Now, you can have the same peace of mind. You can have the same peace of mind simply by picking up the phone and calling Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. I'll give you the phone number one more time, and then I'll stop being preachy about this. But I want you to be okay, and I want you to have peace of mind. 303-443-SCAN.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. You select the size, you select the style. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085. 1-800-700-5085.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
Okay, the debate on this was it about sex or was it about dope?
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher.
If I don't stop this at this rate, I'll be doing 3 o'clock in the morning via voice track on Cool FM. 7:43, 43 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance of a thunderstorm's high today is 75. And it's nice to have you along this morning. It was a little bit overcast earlier this morning, and it still looks a little bit overcast out there now. So you might want to take an umbrella or just be aware that... What are you saying to me, John? I can't say that on the air. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that and get fired. I get fired all by myself without getting into that. Okay. 7:44, it's 60 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You know, illegal immigration and the idea of a guest worker program and the idea of getting the labor that is needed to do the things, and I can't, we keep going around and around about this, some of you with me. This insistence that Americans will do jobs regardless of what they are. See, I don't believe that's true. And I don't believe it's true for a couple of reasons. One, because I think there's a big, 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 and you correct me if you think I'm wrong, I think there's a big sense of entitlement in this country. Now, let me explain what that means. What I mean by it. I know you know what it means. But let me explain what I mean by it. What I mean by it is, and we've talked about this before, there's a price to pay for being an American citizen because nothing in the world, regardless of what it is free. So whatever you're looking at, you're going to have to pay for it one way or the other. We're required and we're asked to do very little in this country about anything. We're urged to do a lot of things, but we're asked to do very little. Think about what you're asked on a daily basis. And I'm talking about for your community and for your country. And as a matter of fact, we've been encouraged over the last, I don't know how many years, to think exactly the opposite, which is me, myself, and I, and nobody else. I maintain that that's one of the reasons why somebody who needs a job is not going to go to work on a strawberry farm, is not going to go to work on a melon farm, is not going to, they're not going to do that kind of stuff. Because either they feel that the work is too hard, or they feel it's beneath them, or it doesn't pay enough. Now, if we upped the amount of money that we paid people to do this kind of stuff, then simple economics tells you that the people who grow these fruits and grow these vegetables, that they're not going to bear the burden of that. They're going to pass it on. And it's going to trickle right down to you and me. Now, I get people who send me email and they come forward and they say, fine, that's good, I'm prepared to pay for that. But you know what? Ask yourself, are you really? Because in this country, we have an entitlement feeling. We feel things should be cheap. Gas should be cheap. Food should be cheap. Everything should be cheap. Think about when you go into a car dealership. I got lots of friends in the car business. Not only Rockies, but other dealerships. Think about this. People go in there with the feeling of, I want it, but I want it as cheap as I possibly can get to the point of, I want you to almost give it to me. And it doesn't work that way. And people deny that they feel that way, but they do. You talk to anybody who sells cars, they'll tell you that. That's exactly the thing that they get. Give it to me for nothing. Same thing when you go into Whole Foods. Same thing when you go into Safeway. Same thing when you go to King Soopers. Yeah. I like watermelon. Yeah. I like oranges. Yeah. I like strawberries. What? How much are they? No. You want them cheap. So therefore, you got to have cheap labor. There are some jobs that Americans will not do. There are some jobs that are not going to pay good money. They're just not. Because of the economics that are built into it. So we need cheap labor. Question is, how do we get it? Question is, how do we get it, and how do we get it legally? That's what nobody can decide on. And then you got people like Tom Tancredo. Yep. Before we go to the traffic, it's time at 7:48, 48 minutes before the hour, for a Bust Out Tommy segment.
Beside the fact that they have come into this country against, without our permission, which makes them, of course, doing something illegal to begin with. But after that, of course, many do not commit other crimes, but many do.
Yeah, but see Tommy. Who is it? Tommy. Statistics show that illegals, Rico Tommy, they don't commit any more crimes than than other people. But Tommy's pushing this line again. Because Tommy's got nothing else to run on, and he has no solutions. What there in that soundbite is a solution to the problem. Tommy, speak to us. Give us words of wisdom again, Tommy.
Beside the fact that they have come into this country against, without our permission, which makes them, of course, doing something illegal to begin with. But after that, of course, many do not commit other crimes, but many do.
Yeah, but the inference is there, right?
Oh, Tommy. Tommy. Oh, those bad brown-skinned people. They're going to come to the United States. They're going to kill your mothers and daughters. Yeah, they're going to drive drunk on cerveza. Oh, Tommy.
Yeah, you know what? Tommy has no solutions to this. None. Yet he's running as president. And look at the money he's raised.
Ooh, Tommy.
Tommy's just so suave, isn't he?
Tommy.
Yeah, all right. So it's our Tommy Tancredo bust-out moment. Just remember, the illegal alien that picked your strawberry may soon run you over your mother. 7:50. It's 50 minutes after 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's traffic with Gina.
Well, if you consider that we haven't had any wreck activity, we're doing very well across the metro area, but slow just about wherever you are. That includes southbound 225 through the DTC, coming off of I-70 as well. Those northbound lanes bogging down, also extending from Parker. Northbound 25 dragging through the bridges, and we have heavier traffic now on both directions of the turnpike. Eastbound at Federal, westbound lanes will be bogged down for you between Sheridan and the Broomfield area. Weather outlook today, it looks like cloudy skies and rain showers will prevail throughout the day. Only high today of 80.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection. All located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to drain the nation's spending power.
Can it be stopped?
Luckily, overpriced auto insurance is no match for Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
That's because Esurance can save you hundreds.
And why Esurance is one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in America.
Stop overpriced auto insurance from draining your spending power.
Join the fight to save yourselves hundreds on auto insurance.
Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
On the 25th, The Lumber Guy, 888 East 50th Avenue, 1.5 blocks east of Washington.
$12 sold.
Want to have fun this summer and save money too? Head to Walmart and save even more. Nabisco Ritz crackers are just $1.96 for a 16-ounce box. And Post Honey Bunches of Oats are just $1.98 for a 16-ounce box. The fun and savings start at Walmart.
Negative equity applied to new loan balance. Go will take deductions for equipment, mileage, and condition of vehicle. Offers not valid on damaged vehicles.
How do you get from zero to 120 in record time? Go to Go. Announcing the Go 120% trade-in events. This week only, Go will purchase your trade for up to 120% of book trade-in value. That's up to 120% of what the book says your trade-in's worth. No games, no gimmicks. You'll clearly see your trade-in value on the new Go Smart Choice. It's never been easier to take your car from 0 to 120 in record time. Just go to Go. Your trade may never be worth more than it will be this week during the Go 120% trade-in events at 17 Go showrooms in Denver alone. Call 303-GO-CARS-GO or GoCarsAndTrucks.com. Light screen. Go!
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be a part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today, 303-430-SAVE. Some of these homes with a new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. Solar Band 60 windows will be installed in some test homes as well. Call 303-430-SAVE. Open 24 hours. Some fees do apply.
Having computer issues? Chances are it'll happen eventually. This is John Turk, producer of the J. Marvin Show. It's important that my computers are running their best. If something goes wrong, I need someone I can rely on to get me back up and running as quickly as possible. That's why I use Computer Superheroes. They respond quickly and get my problems solved. Computer Superheroes are the absolute best. Call Computer Superheroes for any of your computer needs today. 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or visit them at computersuperheroes.com.
Colorado has trusted Spivak for LASIK surgery for over 25 years. Right now, they're offering the exclusive Spivak 2020 lifetime commitment and advanced blade-free LASIK custom view LASIK procedure for $1,000 off. Call 303-C2020 or Spivak.com.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now, you've got J. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I'm the same as I was when I was 6 years old. Oh my God,
it's so damn old. 55 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance thunderstorms, high today 75. I got to read this from AM760.net. This is from a guy named Jim. You implied that there was some nefarious meaning behind the fact that the White House was going to prepare the Petraeus report. The White House did not ask to do this. It was legislated, made by law, by the democratically controlled Congress, that the White House delivers such a report in September. Hence, the meaning here is that you are either misinformed or disingenuous or both. Let's see if you have the integrity to make this correction on the air. Well, you know what, Jim? Unlike probably your right-wing talking hero friends who throw things out there and just hope that it sticks and never respond, actually, if you read the law and you look at it very, very carefully, and the promises that were made by the administration, i.e. George W. Bush, General Petraeus was to make that report, not the White House. Jim, go look back and go look at the statements that were made by George W. Bush. We played the statements on the air here. And go back and look at the way things were written and what was put down there. What we're going to get now is we're going to get a report that is written by the White House, not by General Petraeus, and the White House, in the beginning, did not even want General Petraeus to even testify on Capitol Hill. But as you pointed out, the democratically controlled Congress, not the Republicans, would not allow for the White House to get away with this. So, Jim, I'm not misinformed, and I'm not disingenuous. I'm very informed because I, like millions of other Americans, remember George W. Bush standing up and making statements about General Petraeus issuing his report on in or around September the 15th, and that we would wait to see about the surge. We would wait to see whether it was effective or not. And then it turns around that the White House says, no, he's not going to issue the report, Jim, that we're going to do it. Okay? Now, you don't find that to be morally and ethically challenged, Jim, then I don't know what you would find to be morally and ethically challenged. In other words, you don't have the hens or you don't have the foxes overseeing the hen house. So once again, the American people, unless Congress presses, the American people are not going to get a decent and honest answer as to what's going on over there. They're not going to get it. They are not going to get it. And I'll tell you something else, Jim. Your commander-in-chief, the President of the United States, George W. Bush, stood up yesterday and went on and on about Vietnam. But interesting fact is, either he was lost with a six-pack of beer, or he was shoving white powder up his nose or something. Because, Jim, how did he miss the lessons of Vietnam, and how did he miss the quagmire question? Oh, and by the way, where was he? We'll continue here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
J.
Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. Against the better judgment of my managers and advisors, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my ultra-pure omega-3 fish oil capsules. That's right. Find out how you can get a free bottle when you call now. You know how important fish oil is, but not just for your heart. It has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, even focus and concentration. That's why I've authorized a free bottle of our omega-3 fish oil to anyone who calls now. You'll also get a free book, The Best Kept Secrets to Healthy Aging, with your free bottle. If you're even curious about what fish oil can do for you, let me send you a free bottle. I know you'll feel the difference. Our fish oil capsules have up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, and they're mercury-free. Experience the miracle of fish oil. Try it before you buy it. Get a free bottle and a free book by calling 1-800-900-4964. 1-800-900-4964. That's 1-800-900-4964.
Jay Marvin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Dave Farish.
This is a mess. Total mess.
Where Lila Frauk has lived in Wisconsin's Kenosha County. Major flooding, says WBBM-TV's Katie McCall.
There is no walking down the street in this neighborhood. Homeowners either wade, swim, or boat to get around.
No running water.
We can't use our water either.
Nope. I have to turn the electric off soon because once it gets in the house, you got to turn that off.
Pretty uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. Not fun.
The water here is waist deep and higher, and sandbags are about the only weapon. Many residents have already lost cars and other property to the flooding.
In Madison, Wisconsin, 3 people died hit by lightning last night at a bus stop. In Ohio, many, many homes have been destroyed or damaged by floods.
Terrible.
Governor Ted Strickland told CBS's early show.
Ohio is really suffering.
And the governor heard some sad stories.
I talked to a 90-year-old lady who was forced from her home, and all she had was a little plastic bag with a couple of pieces of clothing in it.
Strickland wants federal help. In Findlay, Ohio, the Blanchard River topped out 7 feet above flood stage. It's as high as it's gotten there since 1913. High water around Fort Dodge, Iowa. And that's brought out sandbaggers.
We're trying to build a 4-foot wall here. So this water doesn't come over and flood the whole area here.
Heat is the big problem in parts of the South. They're marinating in Memphis.
It's in hundreds. It's been very hot.
Michael Cheatham's working at a Denny's. What are customers clamoring for?
They want a lot of cold drinks like Coke, Spikes, Dr. Peppers and stuff like that.
This is Jim Crisula in North Carolina. Across much of the South, it's day after day of withering, stifling heat. The number of 100-degree days so far this month has set records across parts of the Carolinas, Kentucky, Georgia, and in Memphis and Nashville. The regional heat wave has claimed at least 50 lives. Utility companies are struggling to keep up with electricity demand.
One more hole will be drilled at the Crandall Canyon Mine in Utah. Co-owner Bob Murphy wants to close that facility.
I will never come back to that evil mountain that's still alive.
6 miners are missing. 3 others were killed trying to rescue them. Old people still have feelings. New research says they still want love. Dr. John LaPook, our medical correspondent, heard this passion from this couple, Bill and Evelyn, who've been hitched for 63 years now.
You still turn each other on?
Oh, yes.
I think it's amazing that Ev has responded now practically the way she did 60 years ago.
GM once offered the least EV1 electric car in California, which rolled out to meet zero emissions mandates in that state. But they were quickly taken off the road by the car maker when the program was canceled in 2003. Now General Motors may build the Volt. 60,000 of those plug-in cars selling for less than $30,000 could be on the market by late 2010. Wall Street, the Dow is up 25. This is CBS News.
You know, good things just make me happy. So when I can find those good things on sale, that makes me really happy. Like right now at my neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store, I can save $8 a gallon on Duration Home Interior, the ultimate in beauty and washability. I love it. It's just the best paint I've ever used. I can also save $8 a gallon on Duration Exterior. It covers in one coat and it's guaranteed for as long as I own my home. All this and amazing prices. Please, can you hear me smiling? want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Quest crook Joe Nocio will be able to stay out of the Stony Lonesome during the appeal of his insider trading conviction. That was a court decision yesterday. Nocio will stay free at least through mid-December when the appeals court will hear oral arguments. Legal analyst Scott Robinson says Nocio could eventually skate.
So at least they're saying that on the face of it, the issues proposed to be raised on Nacho's behalf are not frivolous. In fact, they're substantial enough to raise the likelihood of reversal.
Nocio sentenced to 6 years in the slammer last month after a jury convicted him of 19 insider trading counts stemming from the sale of $52 million worth of Quest stock. A Douglas County jury in Castle Rock has acquitted Denver's former top secret service agent on two counts of felony assault. Lon Gardner had been accused of assaulting his wife last January in a confrontation over his alleged cheating. And Democratic National Committee boss Howard Dean says the rush by states to hold the earliest primaries will have little impact on the presidential race. Dean's remarks came after he gave a speech at a rally celebrating the one-year countdown to the party's nominating convention in Denver.
1 year and a week until we nominate the next president of the United States here in Denver, Colorado. How about that?
Dean said the DNC's Rules Committee will meet Saturday to decide what to do about the primary shuffle. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We have a couple of areas for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound I-76 had a crash just west of 88, so that's created some backups before 96th Avenue. Expect that to hold you up all the way down to I-25. And give yourself plenty of extra time if you're headed to Boulder. The westbound lanes of the Turnpike seeing very, very sluggish traffic now between Sheridan and Church Ranch. Weather outlook today, cloudy skies and rain showers expected throughout the day with only a high of 80. Tonight, clearing and cooler at 56, and right now, partly cloudy and 64 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get a loaded 05 Escape for just $12,900. Great SUV with super gas mileage at an unbelievable price. Get your 05 Escape today for just $12,900. Only at Freeway Ford at I-25 at Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
So what do you want to do this weekend?
The dining room.
You want to do the dining room?
You're right. We should do the kitchen first, then the dining room.
What just happened? Nothing inspires a weekend project faster than getting $5 off all 1 gallon cans of Glidden Evermore paint and even $5 off all Ralph Lauren paint by mail-in rebate.
Bathroom too?
Why not? The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through August 29th in U.S. only. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Overcast out there, but not too bad. 8:07, 7 minutes after 8. Good morning. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Chance thunderstorms, high today 75. Well, I'll wash my car today, and that'll make it rain for sure. You know, when I think of Governor Bill Ritter, when I think of Congressman Mark Udall, when I think of Congressman Ed Perlmutter, and how crazy I am about the three of them, I feel bad for thinking to myself during the news that I really do want to leave the Democratic Party. But then when I think about the rest of the Democratic Party, and I think about how they are, I want to run off screaming. All right, that's all I'm going to say about that. What are you laughing at, John? John, you're laughing at something. What is it you're laughing at?
Short and concise, I love it.
Yeah, well, short and concise. I mean, that's just the way I feel. I mean, really. people in the Democratic Party, not nationally and statewide, too. Ritter, Perlmutter, Udall exempted. Boy, if you can't do anything for them, they certainly don't want to do anything for you. Okay. We've been talking now for a couple of weeks about Michael Vick. And just when you thought the Michael Vick story would go away and that it would disappear, it resurfaces again. Only because the NAACP is saying that Michael Vick should be allowed to return to the NFL, preferably the Atlanta Falcons, after serving his sentence for his role in a dogfighting operation. Now, do we have a quote from R.L. White? Yeah, this is R.L. White of the Atlanta chapter of the NAACP.
It is regrettable to us that Michael Vick had to settle for a plea bargain. All of us, the fans of Mr. Vick, had hoped for a more favorable outcome. The NAACP will honor Mr. Vick's right to choose the most beneficial legal decision available to him, and we support his choice. There are those who took exception to our characterization of piling on, or even later, I used the term lynching of his personality by those who cry the loudest. There are those who listen to more when they cry the loudest. We stand by the characterization that Vic has already been tackled. There is no need, again, we say, to keep piling on him. But we should join hands as a team and recognize the fact that Mr. Vick is human. Humans make mistakes, but we maintain that he is a redeemable human. And as a society, we should aid in his rehabilitation and welcome a new Mr. Michael Vick back in the community without a permanent loss of his career in football. We further ask the NFL, the Falcons, and the sponsors not to permanently ban Mr. Vick from his ability to bring hours of enjoyment to fans all over this country. Basically, that's the statement that we want to make. We want it clear that NAACP, we cherish and we call for fairness, regardless to who it is, regardless to what color a person is, fairness, because we are a social justice organization.
All right. What do you think about that? Here's one additional comment.
What we should do is try our best to recognize that whether it's Michael Vick or anybody, humans are redeemable. Now, in some instances, I believe Michael Vick has received more negative press than if he had killed a human being.
Amen.
The way he is being persecuted, he wouldn't have been persecuted that much had he killed somebody.
Do you buy that? Like, Phil Spector hasn't gotten a lot of press because he's accused of murdering that actress in his home. What other high-profile murder cases have there been out there? Do you really think that what this guy, R.L. White, is saying, do you really think that's true? And how do you like where he invokes the term lynching? Now, I was critical of Michael Vick. So were a lot of you. And then I came to the conclusion, and we did a couple hours on it here, about, well, he's innocent until proven guilty. Now he's entered into a plea deal. I mean, how in the world am I, or you, or anybody else who's been critical of Michael Vick, how are we engaging in a lynching? I don't understand where R.L. White is coming from here. And this goes and harks back to what we talked about last week, which is that the defense of Michael Vick cuts across color lines. I mean, it does. And using all of these civil rights, pre-civil rights era metaphors about Michael Vick, like lynching, is ridiculous. I mean, it's ridiculous. Now, he talks about redeemable human beings. And I believe that human beings are redeemable. But I don't think the society operates on that premise. I think once you're found guilty, you're considered to be guilty, and you have to carry that for the rest of your life. Not only if you're Michael Vick, but if you're J. Marvin or John Turk or whatever, and you're accused of committing a crime, you're looked upon in the eyes of the community as being a criminal. You have a blot on your record. And I don't know that Michael Vick is redeemable. I don't know. I can't make that judgment. So what, am I supposed to, and the rest of us are supposed to make that judgment about Michael Vick because R.L. White of the NAACP in Atlanta says this? And what about Michael Vick playing football again? Okay, ask yourself, and I've asked this question to you before, but I want you to tell me honestly, and this is not a sports talk show, but I want you to tell me honestly. If you were the head of the Atlanta Falcons, if you were the head of any other sports organization, if you were the head of any business, I don't care what it is. No, if you ran Joe and Maria's Cream Pies on Broadway or something, you had an employee like this, would you take him back? Would you want him associated with your business? Or would you naturally say no? And what about R.L. White saying, well, he's received more negative publicity than if he had killed somebody? The logic of all of this just escapes me. And maybe you have a reason. Maybe you believe you know why it is that R.L. White would make these statements. I mean, national publicity-wise, he's right. But there have been other high-profile murder cases in this country, including O.J. Simpson, which a lot of people would think about. But there have been other ones. There's been, there's Scott Peterson. There's the Phil Spector going on. There's just been a ton of them that are out there that are going on, that they have received a lot of publicity. And so how does R.L. White make this case that Michael Vick has received more publicity than any of these folks? I don't know. I find all of this to be just incredible bending of logic and of it's another indication of like. We're on this road, but the roadmap's been scrambled. I just opened the phones. Maybe you have nothing to say about this, but I would hope that you get off your half moons and comment about this. And maybe you can set me right. Maybe I just don't know what I'm talking about, which happens occasionally. Or, as some people would say, happens more often than occasionally. But I really would like to know, because I don't see any validity in what R.L. White and the NAACP of Atlanta are shopping around about Michael Vick. This guy entered a he reached a plea bargain. The guy is like sick. He's like the worst. 303-713-7600. And what? The NAACP rises to his defense because he's African American? And I keep bringing up the case of what about the white basketball referee? Who's rising to his defense? Isn't he redeemable? Why can't he be invited back? Well, because he gambled. And if you gamble, you're banned. Well, they say that there's new charges coming that they're going to say Michael Vick gambled, too. All right, 818, 18 minutes after 8, 303-713-7600. Why in the world something like this? Okay, dog fighting and execution of dogs and the whole damn thing. Why does this have to cut on color? I have no clue. And I guess now I'm a...
What do you see when you look up at your rain gutters? Do you see an eyesore or do you see a worry-free zone? Do you see gutters that enhance or devalue your home? If your rain gutters aren't adding value or beauty, then you should call LeafGuard. LeafGuard rain gutters can help to beautify, increase value, and give you peace of mind, knowing that you'll never have to clean damaging clogs again. Call LeafGuard today to set up a free estimate, 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409, and tell them Ken Moon sent you.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
Pronounced Freehoffs at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Hey, 20 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Fall's coming on pretty quick, and you know what? With fall coming on pretty quick leads to wintertime, and if you last winter said to yourself, man, I am not going to go through the same winter as I went through last year without a vehicle to drive, and who knows how heavy winter is going to be this year, because we do have climate change, and I believe that that stuff's going on, and if you said to yourself you don't want to have to go through this again, then I want to steer you to Rockies Autos and get an early start on trying to get this situation rectified. Rockies has got the largest selection of just outstanding-looking late-model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs, and I did say SUVs, in Colorado. So if you want something four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, to get you through the wintertime, then you need to get yourself to Rockies. Plus, Rockies, like us, will be open on Labor Day. Yeah, that's right. They're going to be open on Labor Day at Rockies. I'll be here Labor Day morning, and Rockies will be open starting at 9 a.m. on Labor Day because they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check out their internet. Check out their inventory at RockiesAutos.com on the internet or internets, and get out there and see my friends Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Colby Harris, Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, any of the folks working out there, Adolph Juan, they'll take care of you. It's Rockies Auto's selection. Yes, they've got it. And here's your chance. Don't go through the winter again like you went through last winter. Really. Rockies Auto's, 63rd and Federal.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
Danny?
My leg. Mommy.
Danny, honey, where are you? I can't see you.
They don't know where we are, do they?
Help us, please!
They can't hear us, Mommy.
They can't see, can't move. They're all alone. Or so they think. The National Disaster Search Dog Foundation needs your support. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Be part of the search. Made possible by Search Dog USA.
M760 has Jay Marvin, mornings 6 to 10.
Delighting and encouraging Democratic dialogue.
Tom Hartman, 10 to 1.
People are figuring out that pigeons are actually robots from the planet Xenu.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
You create this what if, give me a break.
Randy Rhodes in the late afternoon, 4 to 7.
You have the right to privacy in your own home.
And Rachel Maddow, 7 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, remember when there was going to be a U.S. war against Al-Qaeda?
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and AM 760.net.
I've heard him say, even since then, I have learned my lesson.
Well, they always say that. I've learned my lesson. I've accepted Jesus. They have, yeah, I got to go to rehab. Any number of things. 8:23 minutes after 8, AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today is going to be 75. Jay Marvin talking about the NAACP and R.L. White of Atlanta, the NAACP of Atlanta, standing behind Michael Vick and the incredible statements made by R.L. White. Then, plus, on top of that, why is this becoming a racial issue? Richard emailed me at am760.net. Jay, it's not a racial issue and should not become one. What Pete Rose did pales in comparison to what Mr. Vick has pleaded to. Ban Vick for life. It's the only justice suitable. And why has this become a racial situation? I don't get this. What am I missing? Debbie in Arvada. Debbie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
I called because I heard the comments of R.L. White, and I was incensed because the part where he said that it's not as if he killed a human being, and I get so tired of animals being devalued in our society, and I wish the Humane Society would come out and respond to that comment and recount all of the things that have happened to animals for animal cruelty cases over the past, you know, so many years and the consequences that have happened, and tell people that we need to be harder on people when they show cruelty to animals.
Well, there's all kinds of animal cruelty stories in the news media like every other week.
Right, and, you know, people don't get serious enough consequences. And, you know, what are we teaching children when people have dogfighting rings like this and, you know, they're so cruel to these animals, and, oh, that's okay, it's just a dog, you know. I don't think there's any racial thing going on here. I agree.
You don't think there should be, or you don't think that R.L. White is kind of doing that by using terms like lynching?
Well, I think he's using it to his advantage, but I don't think that's what it is in my mind. I mean, I don't see it that way. I think that what this man did was so horrible to these animals that were defenseless, and, you know, animals depend on us to take care of them, not to abuse them. And, you know, when you think of it, people in society who show cruelty towards animals like kids when they're growing up, that's usually an indicator of something really wrong. You know, like serial killers usually have a history of cruelty to animals and, you know, killing cats. And, I mean, we need to have a discussion about the animals and, you know, valuing them more in society and not allowing people to get off on really, you know, plea bargains and really...
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I think the other discussion we need to have is the fact that when in doubt, go to the racial aspect.
Yeah. I mean, it let's talk about what it's really about, you know, what it should be about. And, you know, people have to suffer social consequences, too, when they do things like that. You know, you're right. It follows them the rest of their life, and they have themselves to blame. Nobody made him do that. I mean, he had everything in the world. How much money could he have had? And he had to go do that. It just doesn't make sense.
Well, you can always ask a simple question, too. Would you like Michael Vick living next door to you? I certainly wouldn't.
No. So anyway, I reacted really strongly. I just wanted to let you know what I thought.
All right. Thank you. And I appreciate it, Debbie. Thanks so much.
Okay. Uh-huh. Bye.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. Yeah, would you like Michael Vick living next door to you? That's another question to ask. Would you, John, would you like Michael Vick living next door to you?
No,
I wouldn't either. So why would you? Why does R.L. White think that the Atlanta Falcons should welcome him back? Why does he think that? But I guess it's not right for us to criticize Michael Vick because we're engaging in a lynching. Karina in Westminster. Karina, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. My idea was a Vic, with the publicity of the murder and stuff like that, and whether or not he'd murdered a human being and stuff like that, I got to thinking about the actor who played Beretta. He was accused of murdering his wife.
Yeah, Robert Blake.
Yeah, and he had, as far as I know, he hadn't worked in decades. I mean, what was the story on that?
Well, I believe he beat that, didn't he? I mean, I believe that that he got off, but.
But as soon as they knew that he was looking at, the police were looking at Beretta or Robert Blake for that, they were all over him. They juicy bit of the story they could.
Yes, there was tons. Yes, there was. There were tons of publicity about that trial. You're absolutely right. I mean, it was all over the place, and it was all over the place for like ever and a day.
Right. So basically, it's the whole thing of if it bleeds, it leads.
Yeah.
You know? And if it's happening to a person who was famous, is famous, and rich, it's even juicier.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter about color.
No.
Yeah, I would agree. Karina, thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye.
Let's go to Sheila in Aurora. Sheila, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yes, Jay. I never called you before, but I've listened to you quite a long time. And I just had to call this morning. I get so sick of these people talking about these dogs. There are no dogs in heaven.
How would you know?
I know the Bible.
Uh-oh.
I'm a Christian.
Uh-oh.
I
mean, here we go.
I know that you're not a Christian.
Come
yeah, you
out,
said
ye
it quite
foul demons.
There are no dogs
come
in heaven.
Come out, ye foul demons.
Even God didn't
heal yourself, sister. Heal yourself. Hey, let me ask you something. Can you cause my arm to grow bigger? Because I need a bigger, could God do that?
Read the Bible, Jay.
I don't need to read the Bible. I don't need to read the Bible. I don't need to read the Bible. And there's no, and there's nobody in heaven like you either, ma'am.
Oh,
because if there is somebody like, if there's somebody like you in heaven, then heaven is going to be hell.
Oh, maybe so, but I just want to let you know
maybe
there
so.
Are no dogs in heaven. I'm
oh, maybe
even,
so.
I'm
well, you know what?
If
you don't like us talking about Michael Vick and you don't like us talking about the fact of what's going on, then why don't you listen to another radio station,
I don't
ma'am?
I even honor the dogs.
Ma'am, go listen to a religious station.
Heaven.
Ma'am, go listen to a religious station. Did you hear what I just said?
Vick
go
the dog.
Listen to a religious station if you do not like
you
the fact.
About Vick and the
you know
dogs.
What? If you do not like, go listen to a religious
those
station.
That's what those pit bull do is fight.
They do fight. How would you
pets.
Know?
They're
you have a pit
fighting.
Bull? You have one?
The pit bulls
do you have
not
one, ma'am? Yes
pet.
Or no? Do you have one? Yes or no?
If you don't.
Do
don't
you have one?
Other.
Yes
they
or no, ma'am? Do you have? Oh God! You know what?
Turn on the owners.
Get off, you brainstem. Get off the phone, you freaking brainstem. Heal thyself now.
Do you?
Heal thyself now, ma'am. Heal thyself. Come out, ye foul demons. Oh, God. Now do we have to go down the religious path again? Here we go. Here we go. What is it? Is there a big sign on this radio station that says proselytizers call here? God almighty.
There ain't no dogs in heaven. There ain't no dogs in heaven, Jay. Read the Bible, Jay. There ain't no dogs in heaven.
Oh, God. I'll tell you one thing. My dogs, Coco and Jackson, are going to heaven. And my dog Emma is in heaven. And so is Buckwheat, my dog. And so is Papito. And so is Reinhardt. And so is my late African Gray Fred. They're in heaven, ma'am. You're the one who's not going to heaven. I hope you end up like Lot's wife in a pillar of salt. That's what I hope you end up as, ma'am. Lot's wife. A pillar of salt. You freaking weirdo. If Jesus saves, ma'am, he hasn't done a very good job because he certainly hasn't saved you. And, yeah, last time we read the Bible, aren't we all God's creatures, ma'am? Oh, no, only Michael Vick and you, huh? 8:32 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, recommending that woman's case that top be surgically removed for the safety of all. Gina with traffic.
All right, Jay, we still have some slowdowns on westbound I-76 just west of 88. That crash there just causing the snag. Slower traffic, of course, on eastbound 6, Sheridan toward Federal if you're coming out of Lakewood. And we still have quite a bit of heavy traffic on the northbound side of I-25 if you're anywhere between the Downing Street Bridge and Lincoln. Weather outlook today. Cloudy skies, rain showers expected throughout the day. We're going to get a high of 80. Right now, partly cloudy, 64. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Make every day special with the $2.79 sub of the day from Subway restaurants. A different, fresh, regular 6-inch Subway sandwich every...
The sounds of summer are here, but we know the sound you're waiting for. Thursday, September 6th at 8 p.m. Eastern, the NFL opening kickoff starring John Mellencamp, Faith Hill, and Kelly Clarkson, presented by Sprint, is on NBC. Then the Super Bowl champion Colts host the New Orleans Saints with Al Michaels and John Madden.
This is Kelly Clarkson. This is one launch party you don't want to miss.
The NFL opening kickoff is coming September 6th on NBC. NFL opening kickoff presented by Sprint is rated for sprint speed. Sprint ahead.
You've been suffering with that tattered patio furniture on your deck, thinking maybe you could squeeze another summer out of it. Why bother when you can get such beautiful chairs and tables and much more at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder? Get over to Freehoff's right now. They're having a huge parking lot sale. Everything is half off, from granite top tables to comfortable chairs, chaise lounges, gliders, umbrellas, and a whole lot more to choose from. Plus, Freehoff's always has same-day delivery all across the state. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
1661, or check them out on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in preliminary testing. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home. To see how your home can be part of this innovative study, call 303-430-SAVE.
Just look at her over there. She thinks she's so much better than us. Just because she came from Creekside Tree Nursery, she must think we don't notice her smooth, silky leaves. Her flashy fall color. Oh no, she's looking this way. Hey girl, looking good.
A gorgeous, healthy tree or shrub from Creekside Tree Nursery is the talk of the neighborhood. End of summer is the time to plant, and Northeast Boulder is the location. Find directions to Creekside Tree Nursery at creeksideboulder.com. What can you do about higher gas prices? Go to Walmart, where you can save even more this summer. Kraft mac and cheese in the 7.5-ounce blue box, just two for a dollar. Cash in on the summer savings at Walmart today.
Summer vacation's just about over. School is starting and cold weather is just around the corner. Jack with Jack Mysick Heating and Cooling here to remind you that now is the best time to consider installing a new American Standard high-efficiency heating system before old man winter arrives. Call today for a free estimate on an American Standard total comfort system. Call Jack Mysick Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541. That's 303-463-8541. Call today and save on heating costs this winter. 303-463-8541.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
I won't go into my whole thing about Jesus can prove his existence by killing me by 10 o'clock. I won't repeat that stunt. 303-713-7600. Oh, and by the way, I'm an equal dim viewer of religious proselytizing. Allah can do exactly the same thing to prove his existence as well. Okay? Here's another brainstem email from Trent. Jay, I just heard you do a ad you did for Rockies Autos. First you say, who knows how bad this winter is going to be? And you use climate change as a reason to believe it could be bad like last year, which I thought all you climate alarmists were more concerned with global warming, not global cooling. Then you go on to tout all of the great vehicles to choose from, including SUVs. So let's see, you're concerned with climate change, yet you have no problem selling the big gas-guzzling carbon emissions monsters that your crowd blames. Nice. You know what, Trent? I wish you'd jam your head up your rear end and walk to Philadelphia and call me when you get there. What are you saying, Trent? That people shouldn't be able to buy affordable automobiles? Oh, really? And that those of us that are worried about global warming and about climate change, that we therefore should abandon all of our cars and we should walk or ride bikes? Well, that plays good, Trent, but see, the problem with that whole thing is that provides no solution. That's just a bunch of rhetoric and a bunch of typically, it's just a bunch of confused crap. All right, let's get back to the Michael Vick story. Should we just try to recover from this? Okay, let's try to recover from this. All right, let's go to Brian in Centennial. Brian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
The thing that worries me the most, I guess, about this story is that, you know, the NAACP is a really important organization, and when a representative like this aligns with somebody who has obviously such a character issue, he's really eroding the character of the NAACP. I think that's the thing that really concerns me the most about this. You know, they're in a mission for trying to equal some of the injustices, the racial injustices in this country. And Michael Vick, who's got all the money in the world to entertain himself, you know, however he chooses to by watching animals rip themselves apart. And that's obviously a deep character issue. And for R.L. White to come out and aligned the NAACP with somebody of that character, he's really eroding the character of the NAACP, and I think that's really sad. That's a very important organization.
Yeah, I think you've got a really good point there. I think he's also needlessly engaging in racial politics.
Yeah, I mean, we need the NAACP in our society, and if a representative comes out and aligns themselves, they don't need to have the image of the NAACP eroded in the process. And I just can't imagine that there's enough people in that organization that feel good about what Michael Vick did that they say, you know, we should make this a racial issue and we should have, Michael Vick and his character as something that we really want to stand beside.
But there is a tendency. There is a tendency for African-Americans to stand up for Michael Vick and for his critics to be, for the most part, white.
Well, I think that it's the use of some of the terms like lynching and to equate, what he did with murder, and it is true. I liked what the other caller said, too, about, you know, one of the greatest predictors of how people are going to treat other humans is how they treat animals. And to say that he's been treated as a murderer, you know, and to make those kind of comments, I think was absolutely, well, it just hurt the image of the NAACP, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. They're a valuable organization, and they deserve better, and Mr. White is a poor spokesman, no question about it. Brian, thanks, man. I appreciate the call.
You bet.
All right, we'll see you. 303-713-7600. Here's Chris in Denver. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, this is Chris.
Hey.
Hey, so, well, first of all dogs do go to heaven. She obviously didn't see the movie.
I forgot about that.
But on a more serious note, you know, I think organizations like the NAACP totally discredit themselves when they come out and say things like this in the sense of, okay, Michael Vick should be forgiven for killing dogs. He should be welcomed back in the community and keep his job. But then Don Imus says words, and he should lose his job and be attacked.
Well, hang on a second. First of all, be clear about this. The NAACP and R.L. White never said anything about Don Imus. That's number one. And number two, even Don Imus' worst critic, which was Al Sharpton, made the comment here like last week that Imus should be able to work and that he should should go back to work. He just, you know, shouldn't repeat the same mistake. So I think there you're kind of being unfair.
Well, I can see that.
Yeah,
I just think that, you know, to say someone should be there was such an attack in the community and such an attack in the media of Don Imus, and I think in some ways rightfully so. But then turn around and say someone else who killed dogs should be forgiven, and that's some hypocrisy going on.
I think the better example would be, okay, here's R.L. White and the NAACP speaking up for Michael Vick. Who's speaking up for the referee in the NBA who got nailed, who admitted the fact that he had fixed games, and he's white? But there's no, but who's come forward and said, well, wait a minute, this guy can redeem himself and he shouldn't be banned for life and whatever, whatever. And look at Pete Rose. Pete Rose got into trouble, and most people were not, you know, nobody really for the most part came forward and said, okay, that's wrong. Everybody supported it in that case. And Vic has, according to prosecutors, Vic has more charges coming, and one of those charges is gambling.
Yeah, that's how it's played. Whether you're black or white, that's how it goes. And you got to play by the rules.
So is the Michael Vick situation racial? No, it shouldn't be, but has it become that way? Yeah, and I'd like to understand why it is that R.L. White would make these comments, and I'd like to understand why it is that African-Americans have a tendency to stick up for this guy, and his critics have a tendency to be white.
It's unfortunate. You should call him.
Who, R.L. White?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we will. I'd love to get him on there and find out. Chris, thanks, man.
Have a good day.
Okay. Let's go to Bill in Boulder. Bill, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, hey, Jay. That woman, she just is crazy.
Well, I keep getting these proselytizers all the time, and I don't. And what was her? I couldn't make the hide in her hair of dogs don't go to heaven. How does she know that?
Disney proved it. They made a movie about it. All dogs go to heaven.
Well, nobody knows if dogs go there or not. Nobody knows if anybody goes there because who's been there?
Right, right. But this is a crime of no color. The color shouldn't involve except for the blood of the dogs that got killed. You know, that's almost as bad as beating a child. I just don't understand it.
Well, it's become a crime of color. It's become a crime of color. Color's been injected into this, and I think it's been injected into it by people like R.L. White. I mean, using terms like lynching and, what is the point behind that? And why is it that a lot of African Americans stick up? I asked this question a couple of days ago for Michael Vick, and most of his critics tend to be white. Why is this on a color line?
Well, they're playing the race card like they did in the O.J. trial. I mean, it's a way of dividing us in a sense, I think. I mean, how many dozens of people of non-color have gone to jail for their dogs attacking other dogs or little kids?
Well, they're in the newspapers almost every other week.
All the time, but they go to jail. I mean, nobody supports them. You know,
that's true. Nobody comes forward and says anything.
No, not at all.
And yeah. his comment about how Vic has gotten more publicity?
Yeah, well.
I mean, I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true. I mean, Robert Blake got a lot of publicity. So did Scott Peterson. So's Phil Spector.
Yeah. I mean, what a great role model for kids, too. I mean, my gosh. I mean, if he gets off on this, the kids are going to just run wild with this whole idea.
You know something?
They had a tendency to do.
You know, when I first started talking about this, I brought this fact up about role models. I had people call up here and tell me that they never had kids as role models. They never had role models when they were kids. I mean, that's total and complete BS 99.99% of the time. Every kid looks up to somebody.
Yeah, and I think so more today than they did in the past because it's so much harder for kids to, there's so many more of them. I mean, when I grew up, there was only 7 kids in my town. You know, we had role models, but we weren't out killing animals, I can tell you that.
Yep. Well said, Bill. Well said, my man. Thank you so much for the call.
Hey, thank you.
All right. We should play those R.L. White comments again. Well, we'll play them after 9. So, I didn't know I was engaging in electronic lynching. Plus, I'm a sinner on top of it. Next thing I have to do is just admit to being a communist. Do I have any other... And also tell you that I'm gay. Then that covers all... And I'm Jewish. So that covers all the bases, doesn't it? 8:48, 48 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. More of your calls coming up. Here's Gino with traffic.
We're starting to see some recovery around the metro area. Eastbound C-470, still sluggish, though, between Broadway and University if you're making that drive across Highlands Ranch. Of course, southbound I-25 is stacked up from 120th toward 84th, and we've got heavier traffic as well. Southbound 225 between Mississippi and Islip. Still no wrecks right now. Looks like most of those have been cleared off the highway. Weather outlook today, cloudy skies and rain showers expected. We're going to get a high of 80 right now. Partly cloudy, 64 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760. Progressive Talk.
Jay Holmes is adding two new collections to their Italian-inspired community, Tresana. Stop by during the grand opening, located at South...
Hi, this is Michael Moore with an important message from Colorado's only single-payer advocacy group, Healthcare for All Colorado.
Join the revolution to provide affordable, high-quality health care for everyone. A Colorado single-payer system could save over $1 billion annually on health spending, cover virtually everyone, and improve wellness. Single-payer is a globally accepted health care financing principle. Our proposal is for public financing of privately provided health care. Let's end the crisis in health care access. Learn more and join the campaign at healthcareforallcolorado.org.
Information and race day details, log on to am760.net.
Free at Office Depot this week. A 50-pack of Post-it 3x5 stickable index cards or a Swingline Slim Stapler. Free at Office Depot after mail-in savings. Limit 2 each. Quantities limited while supplies last. Offer expires 8/25.
Want to have fun this summer and save money too? Head to Walmart and save even more. Nabisco Ritz crackers are just $1.96 for a 16-ounce box. And Post Honey Bunches of Oats are just $1.98 for a 16-ounce box. The fun and savings start at Walmart.
When it comes to LASIK in Colorado, only Spivak 2020 LASIK offers you the Spivak Triple Play. It's the unsurpassed safety and precision of blade-free advanced custom view technology. The confidence and security of our exclusive Spivak 2020 LASIK lifetime commitment. And our $1,000 summer savings. Now the choice for LASIK in Colorado is perfectly clear. Spivak 2020 LASIK. And with fees starting as low as $9.95 per eye and our no-interest financing for one full year, it's incredible LASIK, made incredibly affordable. It's just our way of saying thank you for making us Colorado's most trusted name in vision for over 25 years. If you're ready to experience visual freedom, come see the experts at Spivak 2020 LASIK. Call us at 303-C2020. Our summer savings end soon, so call 303-C2020 today or visit us online at Spivak.com.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be a part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-430-SAVE. Some of these homes with a new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. Solar Band 60 windows will be installed in some test homes as well. Call 303-430-SAVE. Open 24 hours. Some fees do apply.
Warning, if you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. That's right, if you're buying top quality hardwood flooring in oak, cherry, walnut, even pine flooring, you're about to spend hundreds, even thousands more than you should. How do we know? We're Lumber Liquidators, and nobody sells hardwood flooring for less. To prove it, we'll even send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. It's filled with valuable information you must see, and it's yours free when you call 1-800-553-1732. At Lumber Liquidators, we ship top quality flooring directly to you. Even Bellawood, the pre-finished hardwood flooring with a 50-year warranty. That's the hardwood flooring home improvement expert Bob Vila installed in his home. And if it's good enough for Bob Vila, well, if you're looking at hardwood flooring, don't pay too much. See how to get more floor for your money. Come see us at 5060 Acoma Street in Denver. Or call right now for your free catalog. 1-800-553-1732. That's 1-800-553-1732. 1-800-553-1732.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Those who took exception to our characterization of piling on or even later, I use the term lynching of his personality by those who cry the loudest.
Yeah, lynching. 8:53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. That's R.L. White of the NAACP chapter in Atlanta, continuing to back Michael Vick, and basically by making that statement about lynching, well, he's drawing a color line there. Here's Derek in Aurora. Derek, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. This is Derek from Aurora.
Hi.
How you doing today?
Good.
All right. Yeah, just to let you know, I am a black individual, and I'm also disturbed by R.L. White. One thing I will hope people can focus on is to broaden the scope of this dogfighting. Years ago when I was living in New Jersey, some individuals, they stole my dog. I had an Alaskan Husky. And they stole my dog to use to train pit bulls and Rottweilers.
Oh, jeez.
And, I mean, I'm still a little bothered by that. And I remember seeing the videotape. It was a, you know, bootleg videotape in New Jersey, and I'm watching this. Besides the fact of my dog being mauled to death, the elements that were in that dog-fighting arena. I mean, we're talking about drug dealers and gang members. There was prostitution getting involved in that situation. And I mean, it's more than just dog-fighting. And when I hear people like R.L. White and other individuals trying to blow it off because Michael Vick is black or we're jumping into conclusions, this shows that they're out of touch with what's going on in the black community or any community, inner-city community for that matter. They have no idea what's going on inside these dogfighting pits or arenas. And, I mean, I would challenge R.L. White or whoever who's defending this Michael Vick to go incognito and watch and see what goes on in there and see the women who are being, you know, raped in some instances or being pimped out by some of these individuals and drugs being passed around, et cetera. I mean, this is bigger than just dogfighting, you know. And another part about this is that, you know, when you hear R.L. White or the NAACP, I mean, they don't talk about the fact that, you know, we had R. Kelly, for example. I don't know if you're familiar with this.
I worked in Chicago. I'm real familiar with R. Kelly.
Exactly. I mean, he's having sex with a 13-year-old girl and urinating on her. I don't see them up in the uproar over that. Snoop Dogg is having women on leashes in a music video or one of those award ceremonies. I don't hear them talking about this. But yet they tag along with individuals like Michael Vick because he is a celebrity. You know, and whenever they see a celebrity out there who are being, you know, accused by the media or the prosecutors or whatever, they automatically think, okay, this guy's getting lynched, et cetera. I mean, what I'm saying is don't fall for the trap with these individuals, R.L. White or whoever. They're out of touch with the black community. If you poll the black community by and large, they will tell you that the NAACP, in my opinion, have really lost touch with what's going on, the heartbeat of black America. Or America in general. As far as that the lady who called about dogs not going to heaven or whatever, I'm a Christian. You know, I don't know what's going to be up there in heaven. I don't know. But
I don't think anybody knows.
You know, but the thing is, I mean, that's besides the point. I'm thinking about decency. God would not like people taking dogs, hanging them, drowning them, electrocuting them. I mean, no God would like that. And the fact that she would go on the phone and try to defend by saying that dogs have no souls, they're not going to heaven, so it's not a big deal, proves that she's not even a Christian herself, because that's not a Christian way of thinking. You know, and hopefully you don't think that all Christians think that way, because we don't. I mean, I find her, you know, nuts. I mean, we're talking about...
Sorry, you know what I don't understand, getting off on a side conversation here, why do folks like that feel like they have to call here and proselytize?
I don't know. You know, and I have the same situation. I mean, like I said, I'm a Christian, and, you know, I also respect other people's faith. You know, I tend to go to other churches, and I have friends who are Jewish and Muslims or whatever. I mean, it's just the way that you worship God of your own faith. And we all have to walk our own walk, and at the end of our lives, you know, it's on us, basically. I mean, I don't proselytize. I mean, there's a person who asked me about Christianity. I'll sit down and I'll tell them, okay, this is what we believe, this is what I believe, et cetera, et cetera. And if they like what I hear, then, you know, come along to my church, et cetera. But, I mean, I'm not going to hit them over the head and say that you're going to hell or you're a bad person.
I don't understand. I'm telling you, these people really seriously need to get it together. Derek, thank you, man. Great call. Hope you'll call again.
See you later, brother.
All right. We'll see you. All right. We'll continue on this or anything else you want to get into, including whether Jesus or Allah will take me away by 10 o'clock. Coming up with Open Phones, and we'll talk about Michael Vick, too.
How did Alan Combs get his start? What does Tom Harpin look like? What's on the J Replay today? The answer is at your fingertips.
Become a Progressive Club member. Watch Jay's Video of the Week.
And listen to live streaming.
Brought to you by the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
On AM760.net.
I looked at her, and I was just, wow, she looks so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, 10 years at least?
I look at her, and it's like I'm looking at a picture of my wife from 20 years ago. It's incredible.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It diminishes the appearance of wrinkles, tightens skin, and frown lines. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of Hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in the VIP gift bags at this year's Sundance Film Festival. And now you can experience them for yourself. Try Hydroxytone risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydroxytone. For your free trial, call 1-800-400-6078. That's 1-800-400-6078. 1-800-400-6078.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Mick Young. Floodwaters keep surging. The Des Moines River in Fort Dodge, Iowa, one of the Midwest and Plains states staggered by flooding this week, and Northwest Ohio has been especially hard hit. Cynthia Bowers is in Findlay.
We're told that there is one town downstream that is still in the thick of it, a smaller town called Ottawa. A lot of people are still in their homes there, hoping that by staying there, they can somehow protect them from the river, which is supposed to crest later today. Everything, though, at this point is dependent on what Mother Nature does. There are big storms moving through north of Toledo, which is north of here. And if those storms can just stay to the north, people hope that the rivers will finish cresting and everything will begin to dry out.
Well, the death toll from the storms is climbing after three people were electrocuted by lightning at a Madison, Wisconsin bus stop. Mike Hansen of the city's police department says a woman and her son were killed when they touched a utility pole.
The bus driver saw what was going on and attempted to jump in to help, was shocked back into the bus.
Overall, at least 26 deaths are blamed on the weather. At least 50 people have been killed by a stubborn heat wave. CBS News meteorologist George Cullen.
The extreme heat will continue to bake much of the deep south again today. We're looking at temperatures that will be over 100 degrees across states like Tennessee, Georgia, even Alabama. Yesterday, temperature reached 104 degrees, a record for the date in Atlanta, and 102 degrees in Nashville. We're going to be seeing the same kind of temperatures today and tomorrow.
In a couple of hours, the administration will release a new intelligence assessment of Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's government, and it is not expected to be flattering. Live to Washington and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Right, Nick, this blunt analysis reportedly includes major doubts about the Maliki government's ability to control sectarian violence. The New York Times reports the assessment by all 16 U.S. intel agencies questions whether the struggling Iraqi government will be able to meet those political benchmarks that the U.S. believes are needed to stabilize the country. The report is expected to point to some progress working with Sunnis fighting al-Qaeda elements in Iraq, Nick.
It will be one last attempt. Crews will dig a sixth hole at the Utah coal mine where six men were trapped by a cave-in earlier this month, but the co-owner of the mine, Bob Murray, says this will be the last attempt to find them, and Murray says the mine will be shut down.
I'm submitting the papers to permanently close this mine, to seal it, and it will not ever operate again.
The crisis in the mortgage industry has thrown some 25,000 people out of work just since the beginning of this month. Archie Clark is the only employee left at Home Bank Corp's office in Raleigh, North Carolina.
I would say actually for the past year, you could tell there was stuff going on. A lot of the corporate perks weren't there anymore.
Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 9, the Nasdaq down 9. This is CBS News.
Sears Book, Chapter 9, Tires and Dads. It all began when Jill got her license. Her father looked at the family car's bald tires and panicked. He went straight to Sears Auto Center and bought four Goodyear tires at the lowest prices guaranteed. So when Jill safely rolls in at $9.59, he's glad he chose the best. This life chapter and the lowest prices on Goodyear tires can be found in the Sears Book. For a limited time, get a $20 or $40 Visa cash card with purchase of four select Goodyear tires. Sears, where it begins.
Rebate offer ends 8/25/07. Exclusions apply. See store for details on offer and the Sears Price Match Plus policy.
REI's huge Labor Day sale is the place to be seen. So what else is in right now? Glad you asked. Coasting through life, out. Pedaling through life, in. Three-person hikes, in. Three-person dinner dates, out. Awkward. Sand in your sea kayak, in. Sand in your swim shorts, out. Ooh, painful. The outdoors are in. And during REI's huge Labor Day sale, August 24th through September 3rd, you could save up to 30% on gear to get out there. So stop in or visit REI.com. REI, out is in.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Democratic National Committee boss Howard Dean says the rush by states to hold the earliest presidential primaries is going to have very little impact on the race.
We're either going to know the nominee in January, or we're going to know the nominee probably sometime in March.
Dean, who was in Denver, said some states could face sanctions if they break party rules. His remarks came after he gave a speech at a rally celebrating the one-year countdown to the party's nominating get together in Denver. The triple murders of three university students in Newark, New Jersey, allegedly by two illegal immigrants, raising the ire of many people, including Colorado Republican Congressman and loose cannon Tom Tancredo.
Beside the fact that they have come into this country against, without our permission, which makes them, of course, doing something illegal to begin with, but after that, of course, many do not commit other crimes, but many do.
Well, that's not exactly true. Statistics show illegals do not commit crimes at a higher rate than any other group. Boulder police have shut down a possible ecstasy operation after being tipped off by a federal agent who spotted suspicious activity on eBay. And students hopped on chairs and screams erupted when a bull snake wandered into a classroom at CSU yesterday, bit a student in the hand when he tried to remove it. Fortunately, bull snakes are not poisonous. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. About the only slow stretch we still have are your boulder-bound lanes of the turnpike from Sheridan to McCaslin. Had a lot of stop-and-go traffic there across Westminster this morning. C-470 eastbound, definitely busy from Broadway to University. And, of course, we still have northbound lanes of I-25, a little bogged down through the bridges. Other than that, we're in good shape. Weather outlook today, cloudy skies and rain.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything. And you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Fine. Chance thunderstorms. High today is 75. Rico Suave. Tom Tancredo. And if you listen to that cut by Tancredo, too, it's a weaselly cut. I mean, he's weaseling. Like, he kind of tips over the line, and then he kind of works his way back so he doesn't get universal condemnation for being the blockhead that he is. Ooh, I'm getting really mouthy here with all this, brainstem blockhead stuff. Am I going back on my pledge not to do this kind of stuff? No, No, seriously. Play the cut.
Beside the fact that they have come into this country against, I mean, without our permission, which makes them, of course, doing something illegal to begin with. But after that, of course, many do not commit other crimes, but many do.
Well, which one is it, Tommy? Either they do or they don't. What if he goes to Tommy goes to church every Sunday and thanks God for Mexicans? Because if he didn't have them, he'd have nothing to talk about. Elliot in Denver. Elliot, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how you doing, Jay?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
Good. Hey, I love your show.
Thanks.
It's the voice of rationality and, you know, sanity sometimes, you know?
Well, thank you.
You know, on that note, allow me to be a little irrational about this whole Michael Vick thing. You know, I didn't know that the guy was even a black man before I heard about this and was just totally disgusted with it. And, you know, if it were up to me, him and anyone like him would be thrown in the pit with their own vicious dogs, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty, that whole thing is pretty disgusting.
I mean, well, you know, people keep going, oh, well, it's not like he killed someone. Yeah, well, how many dogs did he kill? 60 or so? You know, I mean, how many dogs does he have to kill to be a bad guy?
Yeah, really?
You know.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely true. And I think that R.L. White...
the guy's just going out of his way to make a racial issue out of
it. Yeah, I mean, it's wrong.
And
it's exactly. It's not. You know what it is? It's a human issue, and it's a human issue of human decency and morals, and, I mean, what kind of person condemns or looks the other way at cruelty towards animals?
Oh, anybody that's just a football fan and doesn't care.
Yeah.
All they want is their team to win. That's all they care about. And,
yeah.
You know, morals can just go out the window. Who cares?
Yeah, well, but I'd like to think the majority of people who like the NFL are, you know, are moral people and wouldn't, you know, they're sitting around on Sunday or whatever with their family, their kids, and the dogs there, or their cats, or whatever, and they're watching the games.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, they ought to liquidate all his assets and give every penny to the Humane Society. You know, and not.
You know, that would be that. You know what? That you probably have a hard time doing, but that. You know what? That would be the most just punishment right there. That's a great idea on your part.
Yeah.
That really does work, Elliot. Thanks, man. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Jay. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Yeah, he's got a point there. Let's take his assets and give them to the Humane Society. Let's go to Eric in Arvada. Eric, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
I was thinking about this. You remember a few weeks ago when you were talking about the teacher who the female teacher that had the affair with the student, and you were talking about you would have been pumping your bicycle over there so fast you'd have a heart attack.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I still got that visual in my mind, but anyway, that's got nothing to do with what I called about. It was just some humor that I was thinking of. I was wondering if you might mind opening this up to this deal we just heard about Bob Schaefer telling the Pueblo Chieftain basically that he hasn't announced his candidacy yet.
Oh, I saw that yesterday, but you know what I think he's doing there? I think he's just fooling around.
You do?
Yeah, I think he's going to run. Don't you think he's going to run?
Well, this is what I wanted to ask you, because I don't have an opinion, but I definitely want to know what you think. Is it possible that this White Hat and Brennan thing has totally blown him out of the water and he's trying to just get out of the way?
I don't know. I thought about this yesterday. I thought about it when I saw it. I thought, uh-oh, maybe he feels that he is going to go into this thing ethically challenged, and that this is going to be a big, big problem. But on the other hand, you know, Congressman Udall hasn't formally declared either. Even though we know he's going to run, I mean, he hasn't done it. He hasn't come out and made that announcement. He hasn't said he's going to, but we all know that. I mean, he said he's going to, but he hasn't, you know, made an official announcement, and I don't know, maybe Schaefer is fooling around. But then again, on the other hand, maybe you're right. Maybe this whole school board thing and his vote Maybe he knows he's going to, you know, get hammered over the head with it at every turn of the mile.
You know, these guys did their homework on this. They've got him. And,
well, those guys always, if you're talking about people like Colorado Confidential and Progress,
yes,
now, they always do their homework.
Yep, they've got him. And the funny thing about this is, you know, Brennan gave $40,000 to the people in Ohio, and Schaefer's only asking for $4,000. It's almost like exporting your votes overseas, undercutting the other guys. I mean, he didn't even take much for that.
Well, I think Schaefer needs to answer about this, more than with the answer that he's given. And I think that the media has to do their job, whether he's a Democrat or a Republican. I think the media has to hold him accountable and ask him what the hell he did. And I think he needs to, you know, enlarge on it. And if he doesn't want to enlarge on it, then the answer there is, okay, fine, don't enlarge on it, but don't run. Because everybody, Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever it may be, they all deserve an answer as to why he made that vote. There's far too much of this kind of stuff going on. Listen, there's a thing today, in USA Today, people can read this. This is another example of why people don't like politics, and this is another example of why there's just no faith. Trips paid by firms, officials regulate. At a time when Congress has moved to ban most lobbyist-funded travel, executive branch officials are routinely accepting trips from companies and trade associations with a stake in their agency's decisions, according to a USA Today review of public records. In a recent 12-month period, a Department of Transportation aviation analyst went to a conference in Geneva, Switzerland, at the cost of $1,900, courtesy of the National Business Aviation Association, which lobbies the department on private jet rules. Two Defense Department Homeland Defense officials attended a conference in Limerick, Ireland, that was sponsored by Rivada Networks, a defense contractor that picked up the $4,200 tab. And the list just goes on and on. Now you wonder why people say, oh, well, gee, I just don't have any faith in what's happening here. Well, there's your reasoning right there. Because everybody believes, look, this country's made up of like three diehard camps, I think. Republicans, Democrats, and then those people, well, actually, I should say four. Those people who are independent, have no affiliation, and the people whose answer to everything that's currently going on is the following. Both sides are corrupt, so there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah, that's the worst one.
That's the cop-out contingent.
Yep.
But you can't hardly get down on their case, because if you look at what's going on and what has gone on, they have a huge, real huge point. They're exactly right about that.
Well, as long as they're honest about that and not just saying that so they don't have to try to stay up on what's going on.
No, a lot of these folks that I've talked to that express this opinion to me, it's not that they're news ignorant. It's not that they don't see what's happening. They just don't see any dramatic shift coming, because they think that both parties are engaged in this kind of behavior. So what's the point?
Well, you know, I agree with you when you say sometimes you wonder if you even want to be a Democrat anymore. I know exactly what you're saying, and that leads right into what you're saying right now. But geez, I mean, I'll never forget in 2000, this guy that I was working with told me he was going to vote for Nader because there was no difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. And boy, that whole thing came back to haunt us.
Yeah, it did.
Oh,
yeah,
it did. Killed us.
It did. But you know something? It's like this whole fire of alienation is not easily put out. And I mean, look at the people around you, the people you associate with, you work with. How important is politics to them on a scale of 1 to 10? About a 5?
Yeah. On an average, probably less than that.
All right. Well, on one hand, you want to say, hey, wake up. It's your world you're talking about, and it affects you directly. But on the other hand, can you really blame them?
And you wonder if you're the sucker for putting so much time and energy into it.
Yeah, exactly. Because there's a big case to be made that, listen, no matter what you do, it's not going to do any good. But I feel like you can't buy into that, because if you buy into that, then all the things you really, really dislike, those folks all win. So what you got to do is you just got to somehow, even though we express frustration, you got to somehow just prop yourself up and keep moving.
You're right about that. I'd like to give a shout out to that caller yesterday that was talking about how you're not patriotic if you don't question. And he's done some things, and he's gotten in trouble for those things. And you gave him some compliments for that, and he was very, very deserving of that. In fact, you told him that he was the best caller of the day, and you were right about that. You remember that guy yesterday?
Yeah, because you know what? I don't know about you, but I live to hear from people like that every day.
Yeah. Too far and too few between.
Yep, makes my day, man. Hey, thank you. I appreciate the call.
See you, Jay.
Okay, we'll see you later. One line open at 303-713-7600. Your calls churn on. We're talking about Michael Vick or anything else that may be on your mind. If you want to talk about the alienation of politics, you can talk about that too. And I know I got David Sirota, who I love, and I got Congressman Udall, Congressman Perlmutter, Governor Ritter. Those are all people I look up to and look forward to, knowing that they're out there. But then you have all this other...
Having computer issues? Chances are it'll happen eventually. This is John Turk, producer of The Jay Marvin Show. It's important that my computers are running their best. If something goes wrong, I need someone I can rely on to get me back up and running as quickly as possible. That's why I use Computer Superheroes. They respond quickly and get my problems solved. Computer Superheroes are the absolute best. Call Computer Superheroes for any of your computer needs today. 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250, or visit them at computersuperheroes.com.
It goes without saying that prevention is one of the most important tools that you or I or anybody can use to ensure good health and longevity. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death. At Front Range Preventive Imaging, they have a number of resources that can help you or someone you love get the early detection needed to prevent future health issues. From heart and lung scans to virtual colonoscopies and full body scans, Front Range Preventive Imaging can help you live longer with their early detection tools. Now, to learn more about this, set up an appointment at 303-443-SCAN. Let me give you the number again, because this is important. 303-443-SCAN, or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. I'm going to give you the number one more time just to make sure you get it. 303-443-SCAN, and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
Any of the folks working at Rockies are good people to deal with. So if you're saying to yourself, are they open on Labor Day? Yes, they are. If you're saying to yourself, hey, I really don't want to go through this winter like I did last winter. Oh, you want a four-wheel? You want an all-wheel? Then you want Rockies. 63rd and Federal.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be a part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-430-SAVE. Some of these homes with a new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. Solar Band 60 windows will be installed in some test homes as well. Call 303-430-SAVE. Open 24 hours. Some fees do apply.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:23. 23 minutes after 9. Hi today. 75, chance of thunderstorms. Okay. Let's move back to open phones at 303-713-7600. And here's Jeff in Denver. Jeff, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hey, I just wanted to make a couple of comments in response to a couple of calls that kind of bothered me earlier today. First of all, I'd like to say that in regards to this whole Michael Vick thing, the NAACP, first of all, let me see. I'm an African-American also. And the NAACP, they do lose a lot of credibility when they make statements like that. I mean, I'm offended by it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, of course, you have to have some evidence. You have to have something to support what you're saying. You just can't come out and make a statement like that, you know? And it's one thing to want to support the guy on one hand, but, you know, you can't just go around making statements like that without having some proof or evidence.
Yeah, I don't know where he... I don't know where R.L. White backs it. I don't know how he backs any of that stuff up, do you?
No, not at all. I mean, on the other hand, I've been, you know, looking on the internet and reading some blogs, and I have read a bunch of, like, you know, racist statements and stuff. But I mean, those are just people, you know.
Well, but you're going to get that anytime on any subject you get. You're going to get people who are just flat out, any way you look at it, they're just irrational.
Right, on both sides. And so, you know, that bothered me. And then the other thing that bothered me was that the guy that said about the O.J. trial, like, they're going to play the race card or what have you. You know, and you will get attitudes like that when R.L. starts making statements like that. But at the same time, it's like, if you look at the O.J. case, Mark Furman, he totally blew that because he denied using the N-word, and they had him on tape and everything else. And so he kind of lost credibility for the police. He created
But Furman was a witness for the prosecution, and I think what that caller meant was, I think that caller meant on the defense side of things that the race card was played, and R.L. White, in making comments like lynching and other statements, that's exactly what he's doing. He's playing the race card in regards to Michael Vick, and I guarantee him, and I guarantee you, and I guarantee everybody, and I think you know this is true. It wouldn't make any difference whether Michael Vick was white, black, Hispanic, whatever, ethnicity, color. You get accused of cruelty to dogs, particularly engaging in dog fighting and or killing dogs, and then you go and you take a plea bargain? Well, that's saying, okay, I did it.
Yeah.
You're gonna get people are gonna be mad regardless of who you are.
Right. I agree with that. I totally agree with that. And to me, you know, one more thing I'm going to say is in reference to PETA, it's just like, you know, I'm against cruelty to animals no matter what animal it is, you know. And, you know, it's just like you see people go out and they hunt deer, they hunt defenseless animals by shooting them and whatnot. And, I can understand, like, to me, that's barbaric also. I mean, there's one thing if you want to hunt for food, but a lot of times it's just for game and for sport, you know. I mean, the Indians had to do it to survive. You know, you look at places where, you know, third world countries where they have to hunt animals for food, you know, but, I mean, to me, that's I don't like that either, even like testing animals in labs, you know?
Yeah, there's an aspect of that bothers me. However, I do understand the legitimate idea of hunting. I'm not alienated from that, and I know a lot of people who do hunt, and they do it. They do it for sport, but they also do it for food. They like venison. I don't have any problem with that. The problem I have is the idea of abusing animals, such as torturing them, and dog fighting is torturing.
Oh, I agree.
I mean, it's not legitimate anything except it's just flat out cruelty.
Well, yeah, it's despicable. It really is, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, geez, think about it. And I think the idea behind it is, which I've talked about this on two shows. Here, and when I sat in for Alan Combs last Friday night, I talked about this. You know what I believe the idea is? The idea is that human beings, particularly adults, not kids, but human beings, adults, they can determine their own destiny, they can take care of themselves. You start talking about animals, dogs, cats, birds, cows, I don't care what it is. They are not capable of taking care of themselves, and they cannot dictate their own course in life many times. And that's where people have this feeling of helplessness about them.
Right.
Okay, man, is that your, who is that in the background there?
Oh, that's my daughter.
How old is she?
A year and a half.
Oh, how cool is that?
Yeah, she's having a good time.
What's her name?
Annika.
Annika.
Mm-hmm.
Well, give Annika a hug and a kiss for us.
I'll do that.
All right, man. Call me again.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jay. Appreciate it.
You bet. See ya.
Bye.
Yeah, don't you think that's it about animals? I think that's what the deal is about animals. I think you can't. They can't. You can victimize them. And what can they do to you? Basically. Yeah, they can inflict some damage. But nothing like another human being can to you. It breaks my heart when I see dogs running free. Or even cats. Am I advocating your dog should be in the house all the time? No. But just running on the street? How about when you drive down the interstate and you see a dog that's been hit? Oh, God. And that's just like the worst. Doesn't that just like wrecks my entire day.
Or how about when you see one that's not been hit yet and it's still running on the side of the highway? That happened to me a few weeks ago, Jay. I was coming down I-70, near I-76, where they all come together there. And, you know, there's medians and there's fences and big, huge, so there's nowhere for this dog to run. It's running down the side of the road. And, you know, there's nowhere for you to stop and help the dog. Man, I was just crushed when I saw that.
Yeah. I mean, that's when I start asking myself, where is God? No, I really do. But, like, God would let that happen. I just feel so bad. I feel so small. All right. It's 9:30 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. J. Marvin here. 303-713-7600. Traffic now with Gina.
We've got a two-vehicle crash. It's on the eastbound side of I-70, so just watch out for it near Havana. But other than that, traffic's in decent shape, although the westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike have been dragging for the last couple of hours. You're going to find that slow as you head through Westminster between Sheridan and McCaslin. Southbound I-25, of course, a little busy in the downtown area. And just remember, it's going to get even busier there downtown as the Colorado Rockies host the Pittsburgh Pirates, starting with that first pitch at about 1:05. So just expect heavier traffic there this afternoon. Weather outlook today, cloudy skies, rain showers expected throughout the day. We're going to get a high of 80. Right now, partly cloudy, 67. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Here in Denver, there are lots of Tex-Mex places, but only one Mountain Mex restaurant, Hacienda Colorado. It's south.
What do you see when you look up at your rain gutters? Do you see an eyesore or do you see a worry-free zone? Do you see gutters that enhance or devalue your home? If your rain gutters aren't adding value or beauty, then you should call LeafGuard. LeafGuard rain gutters can help to beautify, increase value, and give you peace of mind, knowing that you'll never have to clean damaging clogs again. Call LeafGuard today to set up a free estimate, 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409, and tell them Ken Moon sent you.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cotman. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Hi, this is Michael Moore with an important message from Colorado's only single-payer advocacy group, Healthcare for All Colorado.
Join the revolution to provide affordable, high-quality health care for everyone. A Colorado single-payer system could save over $1 billion annually on health spending, cover virtually everyone, and improve wellness. Single-payer is a globally accepted health care financing principle. Our proposal is for public financing of privately provided health care. Let's end the crisis in health care access. Learn more and join the campaign at healthcareforallcolorado.org.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-497-8630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-497-8630. That's 1-800-497-8630.
Winner, 303-463-8541.
Want low prices on back-to-school apparel? Head to Walmart. Hanes boys' underwear is just $3.82 for six. Girls' tees and leggings just $4. Get your hands on savings at Walmart. Save gas, save money, shop Walmart.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Davies now. Did you play the very beginning of that? Or did you cut off the beginning? Start it over. I want to hear the beginning of it. That's strong.
You really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing.
Too, aren't they? Sometimes simplest is best.
This is like the only song I can play on guitar.
See?
Don't ever set me free. I always want to be by your side.
All right. Somewhere the boogeyman on Cool is freaking out. 9:35, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And it's open phones 303-713-7600. Jay Marvin here. Chance thunderstorms, high today 75. Back to the telephones and Kathy in Castle Rock. Kathy, hi, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you? I just have two things. First of all, playing the race card to me is disgusting. I think animal abuse is a crime, and whoever commits the crime needs to pay. And number two, I do believe that dogs are in heaven. And I believe that dogs are our gift from God, and it's a gift that should be loved, nourished, not taught to fight, not abused, and not discarded.
If there is any proof that there is a God, it would be in the creation of the dog. But other than that, I don't know if there's proof that there is a God. And I also don't know if there is a heaven.
Well, yes, you're right. None of us know. But if there is, I hope my dog's there.
Yeah. You know what? I hope so, too. I hope mine are, too. I love, you know what? I love dogs better than I love people.
Well, they're loyal.
Yeah, is that, you think that's disgusting and immature?
No, I know many people. Many people like you.
I'd rather spend time with my dog. My dogs. I don't want to cause any trouble. I'd rather spend time with my dogs, Coco and Jackson, than I would with most people I meet.
Well, they don't talk back. They don't gossip. They don't do cruel things to you. And they're loyal.
Yeah, they just have a lot of love in their heart. That's the biggest thing. They make you feel like all things are possible. Not like human beings who make you feel like nothing is possible. Okay, thanks. I appreciate
You're
the
welcome.
Call, and I hope you call again.
Okay, bye.
All right, here's a few emails. It's from Linda. Off topic, but when is the CP and NAACP going to be changed to AA? I thought African American was decided to be more politically correct. Truly doesn't matter to me, just curious. Previous topic, I didn't have a lot of role models growing up either. But as I have written to you before, you are my beacon of light and hope for my bipolar brother and grandson. Well, Linda, you know what? If I can do it, anybody can do it. And I'm living proof that there is such a thing as mental help, even though I get these cheap, no-good punks who will send me these brainstems, send me email, or call John Turk. Is he off his meds? Oh, it's like, hey, okay, God's watching. You'll pay for that. If there is a God. No, I mean, people like that are ridiculous. This is from Matt. I didn't have a chance to chime in about Vic earlier, but this is how I take it. The charges and guilt of dogfighting are reprehensible. He absolutely deserves to be tried through the justice system. The NAACP statements are ignorant and unnecessary. I don't know the rules for gambling in the NFL. If you're caught gambling and you're part of the NFL, then you're banned for life. Whether it's betting for or against other teams in the NFL, a la Pete Rose, or if they don't allow gambling at all, and they don't. But if the NFL wants to take him back after his sentence, that's their choice. Not that anyone would want him. For the NAACP to come out in a public statement like the general people have any choice in the matter is irrelevant in my book, and they should continue fighting for the rights of innocent minorities, not people who have already accepted guilt for their crimes. Okay. I agree with that. It's from Dwayne. I went to see the one-year kickoff of the Democratic Convention yesterday. One thing I noticed was there were very few young people there. Across the street is a college campus. Where are the youth? Where is the youth outrage at this administration? It was mostly gray hairs yesterday. Well, some of that is because they're in school, and then some of it is also because the Democratic Party is impotent and doesn't know how to reach out to young people for the most part and doesn't know how to reach out to anybody. Now, I just don't have a good feeling about the Democratic Party, which will get you in trouble on this radio station, right? Because we're all supposed to be rah-rah-rah marching. Or I'm not sure we're marching too. All right, let's go to Holly in Fort Collins. 303-713-7600. Holly, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I'm an animal lover, and this Vic story just gives me nightmares.
It gives you the creeps, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I have some, I'm a groomer. I have some customers that come in, and they're Catholics. And I think it's Francis of Assisi was the saint of all animals. And the Catholic Church actually has a ceremony.
That's right.
Yeah, and they bless the animals. So that lady earlier, she's just a different brand of
Christian. What is it with these people that I keep getting this now as of late, that they got to come forward and start this stuff with me?
That drives me crazy. But you know what I wanted to call about is a story about this U.S. attorney. I don't know if you're aware of that. That Gonzalez and Bush have appointed to Colorado.
Oh, the amount of wiretaps?
Yeah, and I heard about the wiretaps. He does a lot of wiretaps, and now he's one of those attorneys that got appointed under the Patriot Act with no
oversight.
Oversight, right? And you know, I've been thinking for a long time. The Republicans have really got their eye on Colorado because we flipped from red to purple and now to blue, and I think they're putting people in places so they can fool with our election. I think we really got to keep an eye on this guy.
Well, I think I really believe this because I get this, and I got this from you yesterday from a guy who said, "Well, how do you believe that the election is, we're actually going to have it, and all of this? You know, this isn't 2000. This isn't 2000. It's not even 2004. Most people now, particularly people in political parties, are very, very hip to what has gone on, and so is the public. And any hanky-panky this time around, in any degree, and you're going to have a flurry of lawsuits. You're going to have a ton of litigation because nobody now is going to stand by and allow it to happen.
We really have got to watch it, though. They are so slippery and so tricky. I was hearing a guy, I was on this station, I don't remember what show. He was talking about how they kept sending paper to the, in 2000, this paper that wasn't the right paper for the voting machines down there. and they kept sending it back because it wasn't the stuff they were supposed to use by.
Oh no, that wasn't in Florida. That was in Ohio.
Oh, was it in Ohio?
Yeah, and then I'll tell you something. What ended up happening over that is Kenneth Blackwell tried to run for governor, and the people in Ohio were so sick and tired of his BS that that he got soundly beat.
But you know what I'm saying is, who would think of them switching the paper so they would have hanging chads? I mean, that was what happened, was the paper was inferior, so it wouldn't punch. And that's how they got all those hanging chads. When you used the paper that was supposed to be used, the cuts were clear. And, you know, I heard that, and I thought, my God, they're so insidious in their evil.
Well, Blackwood, he was. Blackwood, I can't remember his name.
Blackwell.
He was an insidious guy, but guess where he is now? He hasn't got a job.
But still, they pulled off the election. I mean,
no. You know what, Holly? I don't want to argue with you, but actually, no. Not in 06 they didn't. They got beat.
Well, I mean, they end up getting Bush in, and that was their goal.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is they were able to pull that off in 2000. They were able to pull it off in 2004, but they couldn't pull it off in 2006. And the reason they didn't pull it off is because people are smarter now.
I hope we're smarter than them. I just worry because I never think of the stuff that they have pulled, and I hope that we're not, you know, like one step behind them.
No, I don't think we are. I think there are people who are working on this. Well, I know there are because we've had some of them on who are working on all this stuff full time.
Oh, I pray that that's the case.
No, it's true.
I worked on Angie's campaign, and I had a chance at one of her forums to talk to her, and I asked her specifically about voting fraud and election fraud, and I was really unhappy with her answer. She was just like seemed so unaware that there was all this cheating going on, and I thought, man, you're up against Musgrave, who is so unpopular. Aren't you concerned about what the Republican Party is going to do? And, you know, she just seemed like not to have a clue. And I was really shocked because I thought, man, you know, she's a sharp gal. But you see that in the Democratic Party. They're just so slow to get it.
Yeah, but I don't know. But see, I don't think that's – I think on that aspect of it, I don't think that's true because they've got more people now who are legally prepared to work on it than they ever have had before. So they're ready to go, and they're all set up to pursue all of this. They're more ready now than they've ever been. I mean, I'll give them, you have to give them credit for that. They're prepared.
Oh, I hope so.
No, I know so. I know they are. You just have to read what they say. You have to read what goes on.
Romanoff on there.
Yeah, I mean, people are hip to this stuff. am I saying that people aren't going to try it? No, that's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that we're a lot farther down the road, and as time goes on, we'll continue to be a lot farther down the road. So you got to be vigilant. You got to keep your eyes open. But, you know, the other hand is you got to be careful not to get too paranoid.
Oh, I have a problem with that.
Oh, me too. Me too.
I'm from the 60s. Yeah. I have a problem with paranoid. I just saw this thing on U.S. versus John Lennon.
I've seen that.
I remember when that was going on, but I had no idea about the details of the extent of what was going on. And I thought, that made me paranoid, you know, because in those days they didn't have the technology they have now. And it was just remarkable, the stuff that they were doing.
Yeah. Well, I'm paranoid. I bet the enemy, and the enemy is me. Holly, thanks. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay. Yeah, I know who the enemy is, and the enemy is me. Patrick in Fort Collins. Patrick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, what's going on, Jay? What's up?
Talk to me, man.
Oh, baby, here we go. You know, it's kind of funny that you mentioned that. You know, why was it that, you know, for the one-year kickoff, you didn't see any college kids there? I could tell you exactly why. First things first is that the college-educated class in this country of my generation is mostly from the investor class. They don't see any consolation whatsoever in giving some kind of, I don't know, relief to the working man, because they don't see themselves as working men. They see themselves as future intellectuals, when if they only knew, you know, with the way student loan rates are going right now, no one can go to college and be able to pay it off within 10 years. Unless you become a doctor, unless you become a veterinarian. Last time I checked, they're not exactly handing out pieces of paper to be a vet at the door. You know, but the reality, I believe it is that we're just, there's a disenfranchisement. Our generation has seen over the last 25 years a complete destruction of the values that we have come to understand as a standard. It took 200 years to build, 25 years to smash down. And these kids are scared. They're apathetic. They don't want to work on something that they don't think is going to be there for them. And me personally, I know it's going to be there because, unfortunately, I'm a first-generation immigrant, stupid enough to have read the Constitution, actually take it for what it's worth, and understand what these people were trying to tell us. They know tyranny. They know their problems. They know the reality of it. They were the elite. They were the rich. And they broke it down, and they fixed it so every human being, minus a few compromises, because, you know, it was still 1789, 1776, but they made the compromises. They made the things happen to make America function. And at this point, our youth is starting to learn Chinese because they don't know the difference anymore.
Well, do you think all of that is true, or do you think that it's basically two things? One, most people do not understand how the system works, and two, they don't see anybody as providing any clear leadership or answers, so therefore they just feel like there's no point.
No, they see that there's no point. I mean, they want to make action happen, Jay. They just don't see how they can make it happen. They see that the most important thing for them to do is to go out, get a good job, buy a nice car, live a good domesticated American life, which is dependent on the people who work in the soil, the people who drive the cars, the people who move the trucks, who work in the fields, who live for America. And there are people who are living off of America. And these kids don't know the difference. We don't have the same generation that you had, Jay, where half of your country at your age, you know, when you were my age, was working for a living. Okay? They don't see that difference.
Well, wait a minute.
I'm talking about rural America, Jay. Half of the country was rural.
But we had something you don't have. You know what that was?
What was it?
We had a draft.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And that took everybody, regardless of who they were, and it put their backs against the wall, especially when they went to the lottery system where they eliminated the deferments, and that made a big, big difference. That forced you to pay attention. Nowadays, as I've said over and over again on this show, in order to be a member of this country and a member of this society, there's no sacrifice required, and people feel that they can fly for free, and that's part of what the problem is. And the Democratic Party doesn't know how to reach out to kids, by and large, and they need to learn. Patrick, thanks, man.
Hey, no sweat. They should hire me.
Yeah, they should.
I'll get them off.
Yeah, and you know what? You should submit your resume.
Yeah, I should. I'm serious. Credentials, you know. My ass and love my country. That's all I got, baby.
That's enough, man. I'm serious.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you. I'm very serious in what I say to him. 9:50. Actually, 9:51. 51 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thomas Jefferson's granddaughter, Joyce, with the traffic.
Thanks, Jay. We are seeing some slowing due to an accident on I-70 eastbound near Havana. Also slow on I-25 southbound through downtown from I-70 out past Spear. And getting into the Boulder area, some heavy traffic on the Boulder Turnpike westbound getting from about Sheridan up past McCaslin. No major problems right now on I-76. 270 also looks pretty good, and C-470 has cleared up nicely across Highlands Ranch. Checking the forecast, cloudy and cooler today with a high of 80. Large hail and severe thunderstorms are a concern this afternoon for the Denver Metro, but especially on the eastern plains. Currently at 67 degrees. I'm Joyce Jefferson on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get a brand new Focus or Ranger for just $99.88. They sell them for less every day.
Cursing at your cursor. Plagued by villainous viruses? Then let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides friendly, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support by phone or in person, hardware or software. No task is too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 721. 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-338-2218. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-338-2218. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-4155. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-4155. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-220-4155.
1-800-220-4155. Kobe Bank of Delaware, NA, members FDIC.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
As soon as you're born, you start dying. So you might as well have a good time. Oh, no. Sheep go to heaven. Goats go to hell. Sheep go to heaven. Go to hell. Oh, no.
9:54, 54 minutes after the hour here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance thunderstorms, high of 75. And it's open phones. Tomorrow, it's all open phones in between various guests on various topics at various times. And it'll be your chance to dictate the content of the show. Is it Friday tomorrow already?
Already?
Oh, John goes, already?
It seems like we've done 10 shows in a row this week.
Yeah, we have. It's been a pretty hectic week. Here's Mickey in Boulder. Mickey, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Excuse me, Jay.
What's up?
Well, a whole lot of things. Bob from Kansas yesterday. My God, where did he come from?
No, a lot of people out there, not a lot, but there are some people out there who feel as he does.
I was hoping you would ask him about his military service.
Well, they'll, you know what, I've tried that before, but they'll always lie to you and tell you that they have served. And you have no way of knowing whether they have or they haven't.
Yeah. Well, we know if they're politicians, and at this point in almost either party, they have not served. What I'm calling about is Mark Udall. And Diane DeGette and the Salazar boys, who voted right along with all of the Republicans in the congressional delegation on the last emergency. Catch this. 4 years after the war was won, we're still talking about emergency spending appropriations for the ongoing occupation of Iraq.
Well, you're talking about, yeah, you're talking about the funding.
I'm talking about the funding. And Mark Udall, I wasted a vote on him for him because I thought he really wanted to end the war and he wanted to end
well,
the occupation.
I don't think that you wasted a vote on him because I don't know that the alternative number one would have been better. And on a scale of 1 to 10, he's about a 9.5. I mean, over the years, you can count maybe a couple of votes that you didn't particularly agree with him on, and I think that the other big thing about this is that he does want to end it, but he wants to end it in what he feels is the right way, which may not be the way that you and I feel it should be done, but that doesn't necessarily make him a bad representative, nor does it make him a bad senatorial candidate, nor does it make him bad anything. He just has a different rationale than you do.
It gave George Bush another $125 billion.
Well, but you know what?
Had he, four more years.
You know what? But the sad truth is had he voted no, and had they overwhelmingly voted no, it wouldn't have got past the Senate. And even if it had gotten past the Senate, Bush could have gone around it anyway. But it would have never gotten past the Senate.
He would have had to veto.
No.
He would have had to veto. Not true.
Look at the makeup of the Senate. What you're saying is not true. What you want is good, and your intentions are good, because you have the same intentions and want I have, but you have to look at how the system operates and how it carries itself out. Thanks, man. I appreciate the call. Back tomorrow with open phones. Have a good day.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro, ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free.